Okay. Are we ready to start?
There's the open.
Oh, I went down the wrong way.
So you get what you're drinking from the fifth.
Almost live from across the USA, this is Late Night QRL! Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, and Michael, the virtual Youper. Tonight, the QRM studio is under construction. Michael is all giddy about SSDs, and Joel gets suited up. All that and more on Late Night QRM! And now, digitally gathering to watch Michael raise his periscope.
Yeah!
Oh! Here's Joel, Barry, and Michael! I can hear you breathing, Michael.
Luke, you are my son.
He's pinching his nose.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Late Night QRM, show number 176 from the Monadnock region, where, wow, the front yard's still snowy, but the backyard, there's brown stuff there. In the southwest corner of New Hampshire. I forgot to add that. I'm Barry J.
And from the 74-degree, no snow to be found anywhere. Southeast corner of New Hampshire. This is Joel.
74?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, you can breathe, Michael. And
I just beeped a horn out front. From Studio V, where there is plenty of snow, but also pavement and brown stuff as well. This is Michael the Virtual Youper, and I gotta go find out why somebody's honking a horn in front of a Studio V here. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Come on without me.
Always something here.
Always
something. Luckily, it's not very far away. I didn't hear the horn honk, but I guess he did.
Yeah, it was one from Rodney Dangerfield's car in Caddyshack. However the hell it goes.
Oh, now you're going to make me go get that for a bumper.
I have it on my iPhone. I just don't have my iPhone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's actually the ringer for my son.
Okay. That's a good one. All right, let's find out what everybody's drinking tonight.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
All right, and I am partaking in the Jim Beam Kentucky Fire, the cinnamon-based liqueur. Only the finest, and I'm drinking it straight.
Well, out of the bottle.
On the rocks. Well, out of the bottle and on the rocks.
I, on the other hand, are just a little bit more of the refinement area of the spectrum. I've decided to have Christian Brothers Brandy, and I cut it with Coke.
Cut it with Coke.
And I started out with an empty pint glass from the Brickside Brewery, filled it with ice, added vitamin water, triple X, and then a little bit of Yellowtail Merlot wine on top of that.
It's
nice and light and cheap.
it's foo-foo with vitamin.
But it tastes good. Yeah.
It's Australian foo-foo. All right. And Barty couldn't make it tonight. So it's just the three of us. You're stuck with the three of us. Oh, well. And I apologize for last week. I kind of threw everybody last week because I got up on Saturday and I was just a little bit under the weather. And I had to go make the daily dump run. And, I mean, go to the dump.
Okay, glad you clarified that.
And Sammy and I loaded the car and took off, and I got to the dump, and all of a sudden I started getting a pretty bad headache, and my stomach was a bit upset. And when I got out and I was carrying stuff in, I was even having problems. I was getting the spins a little bit. So I said, "Oh, great! Thank God the dump isn't far from home, because we
didn't even need Jim Beam for it."
I know. And we made it home, and I promptly told my wife, I said, I am not feeling well at all. And I was very nervous because for the past 2 weeks at work, people have been dropping like flies with some kind of illness. And, we've had 3 and 4 people out at a time for days. And, of course, we got those stupid hand reader things, and they're just the breeding ground for any kind of viral infection. And so I told Anne-Marie, I said, I'm getting back in my jammies. I'm sitting on the, sitting in my lazy boy, put a blanket on. And that's where I sat for the rest of the day, and I felt like crap all day long. And so I at the last minute, I text these guys and said, I'm out. I can't do it tonight, because I was really in fear. Because if you remember this time last year, well, a little later, but not too far from this time last year, was when Anne-Marie and I ended up in the hospital with the flu.
And, kind of remember that.
Yeah, you definitely remember that. You and your beautiful bride who came to our rescue. I was really fearing that based on what I saw people at work. But I went to bed on Saturday night, got up Sunday, and I was feeling okay on Sunday. So I don't know whether I had a 24-hour bug, literally a 24-hour bug, because Saturday my wife took my temperature, and I had a low-grade fever, too, all day. So, and like I said, all I could say, oh, great, here it is. This is just the beginning of pure hell for the next few days. And somehow I beat it.
Yeah, so, were you able to make it in on Monday?
Yes, I was there. Matter of fact, even on Sunday, I took a walk. I took Sammy for a walk because as we've talked about before, and I've told all my doctors and specialty nurses and things that I have successfully completed the 5K to couch program this winter.
Yeah.
And actually, the couch to 5K is about to begin at work again at the end of this month, and I'm going to participate again. Uh-huh. And convince my boss to do it too. So we're going to do that. And so I needed to start walking. So Sammy and I have been taking walks. You got to walk before you start running again, because I went to my diabetic specialist this past week, and let's just say when I got on the scale, I have never weighed that much before.
That's just so much more of you to love.
Yeah, yeah. As I'm, yeah, here, get up on the scale. Okay. Hold on. I need to take a break here. Before you measure. Oh, this scale doesn't go up that far. We'll have to go to this scale.
Which one do you use for shipping?
Get on the one for the fork truck.
Oh, God. Yes, I weighed in at a nice old 336.
336?
Yes. So.
Wow, I'd like to get down to that.
last year when I at the end of the summer I was running, I was almost down to 300. So, which was, you know, the goal. I was trying to get below 300, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have to say it's also on my goal list as well. Is I want to get back down my cruiser weight to 320.
Yeah.
I felt best when I was at 320.
Yeah. So I'm even seeing myself or feeling myself kind of walking like a fat guy now, you know.
But do you actually hear a tuba in the background? Where Stewie Griffin's playing it on the episode of Family Guy.
Yeah, that tuba player's kind of behind me all the time these days. So, yep, got to get back in shape or something like that. Besides that, yeah, my A1C was way off and all that stuff, so the doctors were not pleased. And I said, that's all right, it's going to change. It's going to change.
Yep.
And then we had, I had to chat with the, well, I had a chat with my health coach. You know, our health and our insurance company insists that we have health coaches. So I had my chat with her, and she goes, well, I wasn't able to see your biometrics because, they're so worried about people seeing your, and you know, your medical records and stuff getting out to the public that they have it, locked behind closed doors that only probably 7,000 people have access to, you know, these days. Because apparently, when you get the biometrics done, the person that took it and the lab person, well, they know, and then they report it, and then there's another separate company that handles, gets the incoming biometrics, and then they report it to your health coach, and then your health coach gets to see it, and I guess somewhere down the road, the insurance company gets to see it, too. So, yeah, it goes through, like, three companies to get to my my coach, and so she said, well, you were missing something. Apparently, when I went and had my fasting blood work done, they forgot to take the blood sugar, and so I was online with an insurance person, and we called my doctor's office and talking to the head nurse there at the doctor's office, and she goes, well, what do you need a fasting blood sugar for? And they say, oh, well, we need one. And she goes, well, you got the A1C, you got everything else. That's you know, these are medical professionals, and they're saying, you got the A1C. Why do you need a fasting blood sugar for? Well, it's required or he won't get his money. And she goes, okay, well, he's got a glucometer. Can't you just have him, you know, he'll tell you the first reading he took. That's a fasting blood sugar. And, oh, no, it has to come from a certified lab. So I'm saying, you're kidding me, right? So because we're on this three-way conference call. And so the nurse says, I said, listen, just put the order in. I'll go and, you know, I practically passed the hospital going to work anyway. It's just 5 minutes up the road right. A bit. I said, I'll go and get my fasting blood sugar done on the way to work. And she goes, well, they want you to go to these special labs that they have. I said, I live nowhere near any of these labs, and I'm not going to make a special trip, especially I'm a diabetic. I shouldn't be going 12 hours without food.
Right.
And that, you know, and so, and now you're going to make me drive an hour in this condition. You know, it doesn't, just like, I'll come up here, I'll get it, and it was just, you know, and then, so he said, okay, and the insurance person said, okay, that'll be fine, and I said, and of course, that's going to cost me money to get yet another lab draw, and I said, this thing to get money is starting to really cost me a lot of money.
Yeah, how much is that?
Every time you go get lab work done, it's like $200 and some.
No, I'm saying, in other words, to have the health coach and have access to that money. What is it? $1,200 a year or $1,500?
We get $1,200.
Yeah, you know what?
From going to the coach and stuff.
Keep it. Get an FSA.
Well, yeah, I've had my problems with the FSA too. and we've talked about that before. So I just, the nurse, I said, yeah, I said, this is, you know, this is really starting to cost me money. And the nurse at my doctor's office goes, yeah, you're going to have to spend $400 to get $400.
Yeah, no shit. Not to mention the gas.
Right. So, yeah, so it's done. It was taken care of. Hopefully now I'll get my $400. That's, you know, because they break it up. It's $1,200 total, but you got to talk to a coach and you got to set goals and then you've got to prove that you're going toward the goals. And then you get like, you know, a certain amount of money and then you get your biometrics done and then you get another $400 and, you know, eventually it all adds up to $1,200. Uh-huh. So
I can get $1,200 easier with scratch tickets.
It is crazy though. It really is, and it gets more difficult every year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but it's done now. It's taken cool. care of. And then the insurance person goes, "Well, you know, we're at work. We set up a day or a couple days at work that you can go there and get your biometrics done there for free." And I said, well, when I'm at work, I'm working. And yes, mm-hmm. I can go up to another building, drive to another building to get my biometrics done. But guess what? They won't let us charge anything for that time. So it's my time that I have to take, which means I either have to stay longer or take personal time to go get that done. You know, and for what? Because I already see four professionals. On a regular basis. I don't need a coach, and I don't need the frickin' insurance company to have biometrics on me. I know what's wrong with me, and guess what? You're going to make me talk to a coach all year long because I'm a diabetic. We know that already. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's
here comes your scolding.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting until they tell me I'm going to have to start paying more. Because I'm not healthy enough.
Oh, that's why I would never do anything to allow someone to have my biometrics.
Yeah.
Sorry, for $1,200, keep it. I'd rather keep you guessing.
Yeah, but then we can only assume that everything's totally wrong with you, so we're going to charge you at the maximum amount. I'm telling you, that's not true right now, but I can see it going that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just the way it is.
If I want to eat a pound of Oreo cookies and drink a gallon of milk and I'm lactose intolerant, then that's what I'm going to do. And I don't want to hear anybody about my health coaching. Do you really need that cookie? Do you really need your cheese? Yes, I do.
No.
Keep giving me shit about my choice in cookies.
Now, I got to say, nothing against my health coach because I've had her now for 2.5 years and she's a very nice person and we sit there and tell jokes to each other and we have a good talk and she does go over the stuff, but, uh-huh. you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, you're not telling me anything I don't already know and I don't already hear.
Right.
So, yeah, but. It's okay, because I get money for doing it, so. Okay, there's my wine for the day.
I had cheddar.
We had pizza tonight.
Really?
Yeah, we got pizza at the pizza barn.
Oh, I haven't had pizza there from years. Has it gotten better?
Actually, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. It looks like they expanded their menu, too, because I also got a side order. Here we go. After a while,
you're not on.
They had a picture of these fries. I was looking to see if they had poutine, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. But they had fries that were cheese-coated fries with bacon.
Oh.
They were delicious.
Ooh,
Sammy and I split a large.
In other words, that means Sammy got three.
No, Sammy got quite a bit, and Sammy got a piece of my. When my wife and I get pizza, she always gets it. She gets a small pizza for herself because she likes all the healthy stuff on it. You know, she puts
Wrexham.
You know, all the. You know, it's nothing but vegetables on it.
And you put broccoli on it, it's a pizza. There's no place for broccoli.
Spinach, something else. You had olives, black olives on. Black olives are okay. But all the, you know, it's like, eh, that's not pizza. And then I got, well, I've been in love with Hawaiian pizza, so I got ham. With ham and pineapple, which is a Hawaiian pizza, plus I put pepperonis on it and extra cheese. So that was what I got, and I got a 15 inch. There's an 18 inch, a 15 inch, a 10 inch, and a small. So uh-huh. I got a 15 inch. Sammy and I got a 15 inch.
Yes, just to clarify.
Yeah. Well, Sammy had a piece. I had like three pieces, and Sammy had a piece, and the rest are in the refrigerator. Probably going to go to the freezer as soon as we make room for it, but because that pizza heats
or up. For breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, well, what, it may be for lunch tomorrow. I don't know. It was pretty damn good pizza. So that was dinner tonight. And and Kimball's is open.
Really?
Yeah, Kimball's opened up for the season. I know we've talked about that before on the show, but for those who may be new or those who forgot, Kimball's Ice Cream, Kimball's Farms, it's an ice cream place. Well, it's more than an ice cream place. They're known for their ice cream, but they also have lots of good fried food available. Big hamburgers. You can get lots of, you can get like a seafood sampler, I think, which is all batter dipped fried seafood and... You know, anything that's bad for the heart, Kimball's sells. Michael's, I took Michael to Kimball's.
So he never took me.
Well, if you had come up when Michael was there that day, you could have come and had lunch with us. Because that was the day Michael found out that, you know, we had a big Kimball's hamburger. And then Michael decided to order. What did you get, Michael? Was it a double day?
No, I think it was the triple.
Oh, or did you get the banana split?
I got the banana split.
Yeah, that's right. And I said
the bucket of ice cream.
I said, you really want a? You don't want just like a cone or something? Oh, I want the banana split. I said, are you sure? Yeah. I said, you don't know what you're gonna get.
No, I didn't.
They have some awesome servings of ice cream.
Yeah, take that, health coach.
And yeah, really. And and not only that, but it's a portal too.
No, oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, it was one I submitted. Sorry. Fire break.
Oh. You need to do these things.
So Kimball's is open, so that's the first sign of spring. We actually do have some green crocuses and things coming out of the ground now. So it's looking good. I'm threatening to take the snowblower off. I think that's going to happen next weekend. That's going to come off, and the mower deck's going to come on. Although they're not going to be mowing for a while, but yeah, beautiful, beautiful time. Oh, and let's see. Oh, we're segueing to the other thing. The roofing job starts on Monday.
Okay.
And they're going to start putting the new roof on, and then next comes the windows and the new wallboard. And I still got to move some stuff around up here. And I may even rearrange the studio while I'm at it, because I've got an idea, so I don't have a lot of cables and cords running around the floor. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you may be... You guys may be seeing me from a different angle soon. So, anyway. So, excited about that. Laid out some bucks for the roof so he could go out and get his supplies and stuff. Dumpster's coming tomorrow. He's coming tomorrow. And everything's beginning. And it's going to go up. Well, you said it was 70 down in Nashua today. It didn't
74.
Make it. It didn't make it to 70 here. But they are saying... come Wednesday, it's supposed to be up in the 70s here. So, looking forward to that. Oh, and my, you know, my storage tent, whatever you want to call it, shelter out back. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the snow that's in the, well, let's put it this way, the 2 feet of snow that was on top of the roof turned into an ice ball, thus weighing down and breaking some of the support poles inside.
Really?
Yeah, the main pole inside. And it's kind of lagging. I went out there, and I finally was able to get out there and look. And there's a the tent part is sagging, and there's water in it. And I can't push the water out because there's still a giant block of ice that's too big to move. And right now, the tent fabric, whatever it is that's made out of, is okay. But I'm afraid if I try to move this massive, huge block of ice, which weighs a ton, out myself, I'm going to rip something. So I've opted. It's been that way all winter. I've opted. We're getting 70-degree weather this week. Hopefully it'll all melt to water, and then I'll be able to get inside and push the water out. But I don't want to do that with the block of ice in there, because I'm afraid it'll rip and come through. So I'm going to have to see whether they sell spare parts or, you know, replacement parts. And got to go in there. And,
yeah.
Because the fabric is fine. The fabric seems like it's there's no tear. From what I could see, there was no rips or tears. It was just the metal poles that broke. Bent in half. So, I'm really in need of a shed.
They must sell replacement poles.
A real shed. They probably do, but I really need a real shed. One of these days.
We can build one.
We can build
one. Let me know when you want to do it.
We have the technology. So, okay. Let's see. What else? Oh.
I'm really breaking up on my end here.
Am I?
Yeah, he's breaking up here.
Breaking up real bad on my end.
Man.
But, I mean, it's still going to be clear for the recording. It's just
You guys are perfect.
You're clear, Joel.
So it's just my upload again.
I thought it was a Jolly Rancher. Okay.
Let me do a speed test, because that always helps things. Because I'm using the old laptop here, and if that thing's starting to give up the ghost, I don't know what to do. Oh yeah, it's nice.
I'm convinced. I'm convinced Fairpoint knows when we do the podcast, and they purposely hit the slow button.
So this is going to segue perfectly into the next segment here. As soon as I do a speed test. Of course.
Now it's perfect because you're doing a speed test.
I haven't started the speed test yet. I'm trying to get the stupid page to come up. I've been having problems for the past couple of days where, I mean, it's just been awful. And I was saying, oh, geez.
Hopefully. Things are supposed to get better now that the strike is over.
Well, I will continue. Can you hear me okay?
Now you're crystal clear.
Okay, good. So the next topic, perfect segue. One of our listeners and fellow podcasters, Scott, had put some comments into the Google Plus community, and he suggested checking out. I was talking about, you know, I don't have good reception for LTE here at the house.
Right.
And he was suggesting some antennas, which made me, I started to look at that, and then I started looking at, well, AT&T and Verizon, because they have this, well, AT&T has a thing called Homebase, which is internet service for the home. It's also phone service, but it's on their LTE network.
Uh-huh.
And so then I looked at to see what Verizon had, and they have something similar, and I checked U.S. Cellular also, because they're known for being able to handle the farm, you know, the rural areas.
Right,
and they
right.
also have one. But then and they're all basically, the prices, they're all about the same. There is a cap, and you can buy at different cap levels. But when I figured out what my average use for a month, and taking like their highest cap, which was 30 gigabytes, I think is the highest you can get.
That's a joke.
And then add on the $10 per gigabyte over that.
Holy crap!
I figured that it would only cost me $1,275 a month, roughly.
For internet.
For internet over LTE. Because, you know, if you get the 30 gig package, that's like $375 a month. And I was kind of calculating it out, and I do about 30 gig a week, roughly, give or take a little.
Wow.
With streaming and downloading podcasts, and my wife watches a lot of streaming stuff, and I watch a lot of streaming stuff, and, well, the Magic Antenna is downloading, I know, sometimes, you know, 16, 17 gig files.
Yep.
So I did the math, and I said, don't think that's feasible for me right now.
Yeah,
so LTE is definitely out of the running for any kind of internet service here. So I'm stuck. I'm still stuck with Failpoint.
Yes, yes, you are.
And will be for quite some time. Oh, I can begin my test now. It took that long. Just to bring the web page up.
Oh, here you go.
I was getting horrible pings earlier tonight.
Is your beautiful bride like streaming something like marathoning anything on Netflix?
She's probably got egg corn up.
Oh,
that's her favorite.
Well, that's banging hard on your bandwidth.
That's you know the British stuff. Mm-hmm. I got a 35 ping. That's better than 475, which I was getting earlier. And 9.98 down. And zero up. No. It's taking its time figuring out. It seems like it's okay.
Well, you want to kill the video? See if it helps?
Yeah, see if we kill the video. Okay. See if that'll do a trick.
Am I doing it again?
No, you're clearing up.
Okay. Well, let me kill my video. I'll at least reduce the bandwidth.
Yep, and it did get a lot clearer.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. Until, you know, I know what we got to do to get competition in here and get decent speeds. I need to openly go to Google and say, Google, Jaffrey is the next town you want to do. You want to put gigabit internet in Jaffrey.
In Nashua.
Because if we can convince them, and Google doesn't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything at all. All they have to do is say they're going to do it.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, we're going to be getting all the great bandwidth possible. We'll get other companies coming in and, you know, paying us to run their lines to our house. Yeah. You just have to threaten them with Google and bam. Everything gets solved. So that's what we got to do. We got to start the Google, Jaffrey's your next town. And Joel, you just have to move out to Jaffrey.
Okay.
So the only other thing, we're going down my list because, well, nobody intermixed, so my topics
are here. That's
cool. I gotta say that... I have been noticing it, you know, it is 2015, and we all know that next year, 2016, is a presidential election, and unless you were born under a rock in a foreign communist country in the middle of Asia or something, you know that New Hampshire always has the first primary, and that means that it's about this time now that all the fucking presidential candidates start coming to New Hampshire.
Lucky us.
And they come and they visit and it's nothing, you know, it's bad enough you got to listen to this crap on the network news. But this, because they're here and it's local, it's on our local news too. And I'm sorry, I get tired of it. I really think there should be laws that say, presidential campaign, you can't start until January of the year of the campaign, or year of the election, and then you can only do a certain amount of campaigning until until July or August, and then you can start up again with full campaign. But we're starting to get freaking commercials on TV already.
Oh yeah.
For this crap. So I'm tired of it. Of course, the local stations love it. The locals, yeah, I can say local stations because there actually are two. Stations love it because, well, that's how they make their money. They really make their money on all this political campaign crap.
Yeah.
So, but it started, just forewarning you people out there, it sucks. And I hate them all. There's not one worthy person running on either, from either party, quote unquote, because we all know we only have two parties in this country, Democrat or Republican, and everybody else is a joke. So, yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it already. Anyway. I know Michael's going to talk about this. Oh, he's going to talk about it right after me. I'll bring in the next topic. Periscope. I'm liking the lurking. I got to say, I do lurk a lot. I get these little things that pop up and go, bloop, or no, whistles at you, doesn't it? It goes.
Yeah, it's got like a, it's almost like a tweeting sound.
Yeah, and they basically announced that somebody that you're interested in is starting a live Periscope session, and you go, oh, okay, I'll watch that, and I'm kind of liking that. It's kind of interesting, and some of the things are, I'm following Jim Gaffigan.
That'd be cool.
Stand-up comedian, and he's doing it all the time, and he does good ones. They're funny, and you know, it's just pretty interesting. And I follow formerly known as Callie Lewis,
Loria
Petrucci, and that whole thing that happened. Geek Beat is gone, and Geek Life is now taking its place. And I don't know what happened, but apparently John P. is gone. He's back into retirement. I don't know what the full story is, but Loria.
Well, they're doing the NAB show this week.
Yes,
but that's their last thing.
Livid Lobster. Yeah, apparently they're parting as friends, but there was a difference in how things should go, and Loria and her new beau, I don't know, I can't remember his first name, Foster's his last name, but apparently they're an item now, and so it's interesting to see, and frankly, I've started watching the new shows, because they are being dumped down the same feed I'm already subscribed to. I kind of like it. It's kind of it's getting back to the old Geek Brief type stuff.
The old Fearless Leader stuff? Or not quite that far.
Yeah, not quite that far. It's more personal, more real. I just thought Geek Beat was getting too commercialized. It was all about the product. And all about their Geek House, which, you know, I think John P. was just filling it with tons of stuff and, you know, every new technology ever possible. And I think that was a little too much. I don't think Loria wanted to do it that way. And it got too much. And I think there was a split because, and not only that, but they had a mortgage on the place. They had to worry about meeting that, plus all the stuff he was dumping into it. And it became more about the place and less about the people. And the products, you know. I like the mixture of real people using products. And before it was just products. So, maybe I'm not making any sense here, but it's a lot better now.
No, you are, because they lost me on the last show. I only made it through a couple episodes. It's like, this is not why I was watching. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to tune into the new. I've been watching her Periscopes recently.
Yeah. And they've been pretty good too. The shows aren't much different than the Periscopes, except for the, you know, they clean them up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but I'm enjoying it. So thumbs up to Loria and God, I can't remember his first name. His last name's Foster. David? Dave Foster?
I think it is Dave.
Dave Foster. Yeah, those guys are doing a good job. I know his last name's Curly. I am bad with names. Is it David Curly too? Mike.
I don't know.
I don't know. But he's their main video person. So how did I get on that subject? I don't know.
Periscope.
Oh, Periscope. Yeah, because I've been watching her on Periscope. But like in Periscope, I still haven't actually used a Periscope, broadcasted a Periscope yet. So I'm still a newbie at that. Don't know whether I'm going to. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I will. I can't Periscope and play Ingress at the same time.
So, well, you could mix it.
I would have to bring my iPhone 5S or 5 out of retirement and use that maybe for Periscoping and, you know, hook it into my 6 Plus and of course do my Ingress stuff on the 6 Plus and Periscope at the same time. Okay,
Bob's already heading out the door for a beer. We're not to that part yet, Bob.
Come back, Bob. Actually, it's pretty short this week, so you might be able to hold your breath and make it through it. So, okay. So and Michael, you've got some things here about Periscope versus. Are you using Meerkat at all?
Not anymore. I mean, okay. I got into it late, put out a couple of Meerkats, and everybody's like, oh, it's Periscope now. I'm like, oh, God, I'm a week late. Oh, my gosh.
It really literally was a week.
Go yeah. Stand on the corner.
So I did try a couple times last weekend, only to realize I was doing it wrong. It's ironic when, you know, tech people like us trying to figure out an app. And everybody's, oh, it's just that the other thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. But I did a couple of Periscopes, but I didn't see right off the bat how to turn it on so that it would tweet it and retain it after the live. So I did a couple of live ones that were not retained.
Mm-hmm.
Today, however, hang on. Just pop up. No, I do not want to update this now. Thank you. Total distraction. Yes, I was going out to play that game we will not discuss until later in the show notes. And because I had to run the town to take care of something today. Mm-hmm. Did a little work in my iPhone, let me put it that way, on my way to the fire hall. And I figured, oh, this would be a good time to throw up a Periscope. So as I parked the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
The Jeep.
The Jeep. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Give the guy 2 weeks off.
I dropped the ball.
I parked it in the parking lot. I thought, this would be a good time for a Periscope. So I did a about a five-minute walking tour of the Capra Harbor Fire Department.
Cool.
And at one point, I had 128 people.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it was incredible. And there were like 77 views for longer than... It gives you all kinds of statistics right at the end. Mm. And all kinds of comments in the Periscope as I was walking around describing, you know, the engines and the training room and the ambulance and the rescue, you know, gear and stuff like that. And well, it was fun. And this time I got it right because it's up on the Twitters there, Hayes. So if you want to go look for Virtual Youper on Twitter, you can find that Periscope. But yeah, I can see doing a couple more. I'm cleaning up the office. Once the office is clean, I'll probably do a quick Periscope of Studio V.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think that's the thing with Periscope and Meerkat, too. The fact that you do have those comments and they're live and they pop up and you can sit there and read them. And I think the interesting
thing...
You just
talk back to them when they're...
Yeah, and that's what people are doing. And it's kind of interesting because people type in questions and they'll answer it right there. So it's a pretty cool interactive medium.
Yep, I saw Slugger show up.
Oh, cool.
I did a walking tour of Mercy EMS last week when I was working that shift, and Jason came up, so I was carrying on a conversation with Jason while I was showing him the station house.
And speaking sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Speaking of Jason, and I was going to bring this up last week if we did a podcast, but the week before, last weekend, they were having some wicked weather down in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
There were tornadoes coming through and stuff, and there were storms coming pretty close to Jason, and Jason slapped up his, I don't know if it was an old phone or what, but he periscoped the storms coming through, and he just had it looking out a window, and I don't think he was paying attention to the comments and stuff, because I was making comments, but if he was smart, he wasn't anywhere near a window. But watch the storm come through, and all of a sudden, man, the bulk of it came through, and it was like, and in the background, he had a National Weather radio playing. So you're getting all the weather comments and stuff as you were sitting there watching the weather approach his house and then finally hit the area and then go past. And I'm like, wow, you know, this app is cool for things like that. It's pretty impressive. And people are just experimenting now with it. This could be something pretty interesting, because it's now, it's right here, right then, and you can have a two-way conversation with it.
Right.
That's cool.
So it's
and it saves it to Twitter, and it allows you to save it to your camera roll as well.
Yes. Yeah, so you can keep it for record. And then you could post it somewhere, I guess, if you save it to the camera roll. You could put it up like on Google Plus or retweet it. So, but yes.
Let me pull it up here. I don't remember if the camera roll version saves the comments or not. It might just be the video. That was the other thing I was going to mention, though, is that unless I'm doing it wrong, you can, when you go to Twitter on your PC, you can see the link for the stream, but you need to use one of the apps to play it back. You can't play it back on your PC.
Okay.
Or at least I can't play it back on my PC.
Yeah, I haven't played around with it too much. The only time, you know, I get the little tweet whistle thing that comes up, and I see somebody's doing it live, and I just usually just hit it and watch the live.
Yeah, the version you saved to your camera roll does not have any comments. It's just a pure video.
Okay. It's probably being recorded right off your camera then.
Right.
And the only other thing I've noticed, and I don't know whether you have this or not, but I've noticed that I get double comments. When somebody comments, I get two of them. And I think it's just me that's seeing that, and I don't know why. You know, because I was watching Loria the other night, and they had a big monitor behind them, and they had they were actually monitoring their Periscope. And we got to come up with a name for that when you're live.
Excuse me.
Anyway, but it was there, and I noticed that I was getting double of everything on my screen, but it was only coming up single on theirs. So it's, I don't know. I'll have to look into it. Maybe I've got a setting wrong or something. But, okay. So
sounds cool.
Yeah.
And that probably should have been cool. The app corner, but yeah, I'm having a blast with it. I have had no time to lurk.
I got a quick question. Wait a minute. Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Now, does it work like WhatsApp where you can shoot a movie and then comment on it, or can you comment on it while it's actively like playing?
You comment while it's actively, it's live.
Wow, okay.
Cool. Periscope, you can actually look at, if somebody saves it for a short period of time, I forget what the time period is, you can go back, if somebody says, oh, keep that around, you can go back and look at old ones. Can't comment on those, obviously, because...
But
the main thing about this is it's live. It starts, you know, you'll get a tweet that says, I'm live now doing this, and then you jump in. And start watching it, and then you can bring up a comment. You can bring up your keyboard on your phone and make comments. And if you tap the screen, you send little hearts up the side. So if people like it, they sit there and tap their screen.
Gotcha.
For different sections. Now, but
does this work if you don't have a Twitter account?
I don't know, because Twitter owns it.
Oh, okay. But Periscope is a separate app, though.
I
think you still have to sign in with a Twitter account, though.
Yeah, I think you do.
You have to have Twitter to be able to use it then. Okay.
Yeah, so, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm kind of, like I said, I've just been lurking. I call it lurking because all I do is watch.
And, yeah, that's kind of creepy sounding.
I like to watch.
Well, except they know you're watching.
Huh? Yeah, they do know you're watching.
Uh-huh.
There's a countdown on the corner. How many viewers are there?
Well, it shows the viewer name of everybody that.
Oh, that's that true. Yeah, I guess if you're actually presenting the show, right? Does it show it to everybody? I don't know.
I think so, actually. When you go, because when you go back and watch the one I just posted, when I told it to keep it in Twitter, if you go to the Twitter and bring it up, you'll see everybody's comments and their names.
It'd be nice if they had a app for laptops.
Or desktops. It would be, and there's a private setting too. You can do a Periscope that only allows your friends.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
I think that's the way that was. I haven't tried it yet, but I believe that's what.
Well, we'll have to give it a try sometime, because that would be kind of cool to do. Because then it would be kind of, well, then again, well, now we don't have FaceTime. Well, we got Hangouts. I mean, that's like doing a Hangout. So, but it's pretty cool. I have to admit. I think the neat thing, the difference between Hangout and Periscope is Hangout, you got to invite people, or you have to say, oh, look, I'm publicly open for everybody, and then people have to join it, and there's just...
It takes time to set it up.
Yeah, whereas...
Periscope goes, I think I'm going to broadcast right now.
Bink! And then you get the notification, you go, boop, and you're watching.
Right.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah, so it's very fast, very cool. Liking it. I'm liking it.
Very cool. Well, maybe I'll be convinced to try it once if I win the bid. Moving on to the next subject.
Well, I was going to say, Joel, it probably doesn't work well enough for us.
No, I'm actually bidding on a 5S.
Oh, what? What a segue.
I know. Oh, my God.
You're bidding on a 5S?
Bidding on a 5S. I mean, for those who don't know, I mean, I use Virgin Mobile. I have a work iPhone. And that's for work stuff. My personal phone happened to be, and this here, okay, now's where the hilarity will ensue. I took out from a plastic Ziploc sandwich baggie in my top drawer a 4.5-year-old LG, Turd Master Android, and fired it up on Virgin Mobile, which is who I have as my wireless carrier. And, in a word, it sucks royally. I hate this phone with a passion.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I can't stand not having an iPhone. I can't. Now, I haven't had my own separate phone for going on like 4 years. But now it's time.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I'll get by with this Android just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm here to tell you, it is a painful getting by. So,
old Android, though. You gotta.
Yes, it is an old Android.
You can't run the latest Samsungs and greatest.
Yeah, I mean, the Samsungs are. I have friends that, and they're wicked fast, and they're as big as an iPhone 6 Plus, and it's Galaxy S3.
Yeah.
And then they have the 4, and then I think they even have a 5 now, don't they?
Yeah, 6. The 6 just came out.
So, I mean, my buddy had a Galaxy Plus 4, Galaxy Note 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same size as a 6 Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I think every bit as fast.
Probably, yeah.
As far as when you press on it, boom, it just does what you want it to do. Yes, it's running Android, and it had a gajillion different things it could do. And I thought, this is pretty friggin' cool, man. And it's tiny and thin.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't an Apple. And quite honestly, I'm so Apple-centric now, I can't believe I'm saying this. How many years did it take you guys to get me to convert over to the positive side of the Force rather than the Sith? the Jedi way. Because even when I was using their phone, I'm like, man, this is really great, and the screen resolution's cool, and it's wicked fast. However, everything's in the wrong spot, and it's called the wrong thing.
You've alienated half of our listenership, so.
Yeah, I know, I can't help. I was the diehard, dyed-in-the-wool Windows guy that wouldn't let go, I was holding on with both hands.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I can't stand this damn Android phone. I thought about getting a Samsung, because they're so readily available.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, yeah, I'll get one of those, and I'll be more happier, and it'll be more betterer. That's grammatically correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I thought about it, and it was cheaper,
mm-hmm.
way cheaper on eBay. And I'm like, I can't do it. It's like it's like turning your back on your faithful dog. You just can't do that. I can't. I have to have an Apple. I have to have an iPhone. It doesn't have to be the latest and greatest, and good luck trying to get a 6 or a 6 Plus for Virgin Mobile. Fat chance in hell of trying to find one. But,
can't you just get a SIM card for them?
No. Virgin Mobile is very much so like they use CDMA, not GSM. The iPhone has both.
Yeah.
But the Virgin Mobile centric. In other words, you can't slam a SIM card into a regular 6 Plus that says Virgin Mobile and have it work. They will not activate it.
Why not?
That's... Will not activate it. I researched that through and through because there's a bunch of iPhones that were available out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hell, I'll just get a Virgin Mobile SIM card, well, slam it in.
You can't out of Canada. Man. They're all metric up there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, so... and some from the U.S.
Okay.
But you can't pull the SIM card out, slam it in. They will not activate it. They're Virgin, like if it was an AT&T iPhone 6,
yeah,
and you put a Virgin card in it, won't activate.
Really?
The Wi-Fi will work, but you can't activate the account and make phone calls.
I wonder why that is, because I thought the SIM card was the thing that put
There's
you
a
on
bunch
the network.
Of people... Well, that's because it typically, as a rule of thumb, it is.
Yeah.
But with Virgin Mobile, they use the CDMA format, not the GSM.
Okay, but so is Verizon.
Right, and if you were to get an AT&T phone and slam a Verizon SIM card in the back of it, they will not use it.
Well, I thought the latest phones, and I could be wrong because I haven't researched this.
They'll unlock them. If it's already been on,
oh, if it's already locked, and that you got to get it unlocked.
But the latest Verizon iPhones are unlocked at purchase.
Right. Well, okay. I can't speak for Verizon, but I can say for Virgin.
Okay.
Right.
If you've had it on their network for a year, they'll unlock it.
Okay.
But if you buy one and say, "Hey, I want to use this and I want it unlocked," not until it's been on our network for a year, and it has to be a Virgin Mobile iPhone.
Hmm.
So, that said, you're kind of trapped. You're really okay. Pigeonholed.
Yeah.
So I was actually thinking about changing carriers to T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are GSM. They'll take anybody's phone. You slam the SIM card in. Bam-o, it works.
Mm-hmm. And they've got unlimited data plans, too.
Unlimited data, exactly. But the thing is, like, damn it, I don't want to change my friggin' phone number. I just told all you guys what the hell my personal phone number is.
No, wait a minute. You should be able to transfer it.
I'm hoping.
You should be able to. I would seriously look into that.
I am definitely looking into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll kind of on a similar note, I'm also looking because my daughter's heading off to college.
Mm-hmm.
And the town that she's going into and the state that she's going into, there's only one carrier that works. Only one.
Up, way up north there, yeah.
Way up north and a little to the east, or to the west.
Right.
And that's AT&T.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, they have an AT&T store right on campus. So I'm like, oh, no, I may have to go to the dark side. Because everybody, when I listen to Lewis
come
Black.
To the dark side.
And Lewis Black refers to, he says, I have AT&T. Fuck T. Because he hates them with a passion. And you, Barry, are the only person I have ever met in all my travels who has had AT&T that doesn't have something bad to say about them.
I haven't had any problems with them. I'm sorry.
No. I know. So it gives me a little glimmer of hope because I'm like, well, if I have to change her phone over to AT&T, then fuck it. I might as well get mine and be an AT&T as well.
You know me. If I can find anything to whine about, I will whine about it. And I have not had any issues with AT&T to whine about them.
All right. So I'm really saying to myself, well, why should I change to one carrier? And then my beautiful bride and son have Virgin Mobile, and I'd be on T-Mobile, and then have my daughter be on AT&T. Well, that's kind of stupid. Now, for those who don't know, my wonderful wife, Debbie, is English. And so she is a dyed-in-the-wool Virgin fan.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have like the cheapest rates of anybody I've seen.
Yep.
For cell phone service with data. However, so she ain't changing. My son, well, he don't pay his own phone bill, so he'll go whatever the hell I tell him he's going to use. But
and he won't care.
Right? As long as it works, he don't care.
Yeah.
But for myself, and then again for my daughter, since she's in college, so, you know, we're paying her phone as well, obviously, because she's in college. How's she going to pay for that? So I'm thinking, and it needs to work on campus. So I'm like, I'm really looking towards AT&T. Regretfully. But that's, you know, in any event, I'm bidding on this one iPhone. It is a Virgin Mobile. I may end up regretting it if I switch to AT&T and shell out $350 for an iPhone. And then say, oh, shit, I just changed carriers.
Is it T-Mobile also that has a thing where is if you're in a contract of some sort, and I don't think you are currently in a...
Nope, I'm on a contract right now.
Oh, they will buy out your contract?
Yep.
And which I think also includes the phone, you know?
Yep. They have incredible deals with data...
Well, if you go to T-Mobile, I'd be very curious to see how it works out my side, because I look at all these coverage maps, and because I have been tempted to go to T-Mobile, but from what I can tell, they suck out here.
As far as coverage almost everybody sucks out there.
Well,
based on the maps that you see online.
Yeah, Verizon's pretty good. Verizon's got... We got a tower... You know, it's the flagpole at the American Legion post.
Right.
They have one of these big, fat, huge flagpoles, which is actually a hidden
cell tower.
Right. And I believe it's Verizon. Now, AT&T's closest tower is, well, they've got one down in Ringe and they got one in Peterborough. So, you know, I'm sitting on a hill, so I can kind of catch one or the other, but only like two bars.
Right.
But the Verizon, well, I don't know. I haven't had Verizon in a while. You could tell me, weren't you on Verizon for a while? So I wish I knew where that was coming from.
But every time, I sit in your TV room and it works.
Yeah.
It works great.
So, yeah.
But I don't want to be pigeonholed in the CDMA either.
Right.
I mean, the rest of the entire freaking world is using GSM.
Yeah, but again, all the new iPhones, you can do either.
Do both, right. Exactly. But I like the idea of being able to say, like, for instance, if everything works right, I mean, I know I'm going, but I'm going to Canada for the Marshall McLuhan Roundtable.
I think they do CDMA up there, too.
Right, but I would just as easy, I just as soon like to be able to use my cell phone that's sitting in my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And just pull it out, call Debbie and say, hey, yeah, we made it here, fine, no issue, blah, 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 rather than have to buy some time, find a SIM, buy a different burner phone, yada, yada, yada. I don't want to go through that shit. Just take the phone out of my pocket and make a phone call.
By the way, if we go to that, you got to definitely bring your, whatchamacallit, your GPS.
My GPS?
Yeah, the what's it called?
My Garmin.
Yeah, your Garmin?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I've been looking at the... Again, Mr. 30 gig a week. I was looking at the rates, you know, and, you know, for $200 for the foreign thing, you'll get, I think, a whopping 10 megabytes of data.
Oh,
or maybe 20 megabytes of data if it's Canada.
That's a like, far cry.
Okay, 20 megabytes? Yeah, I'll blow through that in the first 10 minutes in Canada. And then I forget how much it is after that. So, the data switch is going off when we're in Canada.
No, definitely won't grab the Garmin.
Although I was...
I just bought another one from Dr. Kenny.
Although I am thinking about trying to calculate how much data you're actually using when you're playing Ingress. Because I may turn it on for that.
You're actually trying to calculate that? Really?
That's important to me. You know how many uniques are up there? And it's not like
what you need to do is find somebody from the round table and have them turn on their hotspot.
Mike, or not Mike, Bob. We can take Bob around in
this thing. Barry, break it up.
Yeah, Barry, you're really...
Hang on.
We can't even hear what you're saying.
Nope.
That's a shame, because it was good.
I can hear Michael just fine, though.
Yeah, I hear you fine, too, Joel.
Hey, hi, Michael. I'm testing again. I have no idea what's passing this. I am.
Speed pass.
Oh my God, I've got nothing. Can you hear me now?
We noticed.
Seriously, you guys are coming barely. In no problem whatsoever. Barely. I mean, there is not, you're not even Cyloning or anything. You're perfect. And me,
you are actually
this week's host, Max Headroom.
Exactly, he's Max Headroom, or he's actually on the Battlestar Galactica, where the Cylons have actually invaded and has converted.
Incredible.
Because it was that bad. I couldn't tell when to speak and when not to. Although I hear somebody drinking a drink right now.
And that's not me. Oh, I got a ping rate of 1,653 milliseconds. Did you even hear that?
You can mail a letter faster.
Oh my God, I'm surprised I can hear you guys at all. What the hell is going on?
We're kind of hearing you. I don't know. I mean, you may have to have your beautiful bride turn off Acorn.
I don't think that's doing it because that's not uploading.
You know what? I got it. I figured it out. She's downstairs right now playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
On the big screen TV in the TV room. Burning up the bandwidth, but kicking ass and taking names.
Holy crap, I've got nothing here, and I'm wired in. And I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Now, you can hear you crystal clear now. Maybe you scared it in the submission.
My ping rate was 1,653 milliseconds.
Nice. Flying, brother. That's 1986 numbers. Dial up all the way.
I've got nothing running. This is the only thing that's running on the internet right now. Well, and whatever my wife's doing. Now the numbers are just bumped back up.
You know what happened? I got it. There are two black-tailed deer sitting just outside of his house, each with iPhone 6s. And they are banging on your Wi-Fi like you read about.
Maybe. I don't know. That's incredible. I was saying, if we got to tether to somebody to play Ingress, we'll take Bob out. We'll tether with Bob.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus, I can hear it now. What the hell? You know how many beers that's going to cost you in gathering fees?
Beer is hell. Damn bourbon.
No, he deals in beer, too.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know whether that'll get him there into the right frame of mind to go out Ingressing with us.
You'll end up owing that man like 14 cups of Tim Hortons in the morning with pastries. And every beer he drinks in the evening, and a steak dinner to go along with it.
So, yeah, I think the only one in that group that actually ingresses is Doug.
I thought.
Yeah, Doug.
Really? Jason did for a bit, but.
Yeah. You may be like myself. I kind of lost interest. It's not that much fun. I don't find it that fun to play by myself.
Yeah, Shane does too, but Shane's in the West Coast. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Shane plays. I don't know whether he's.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Okay. Anyway, let's move on to the next topic.
Oh, my. I have to say, this is a topic that it's close to my heart in the sense that I absolutely detested. And you guys are, for the seven listeners that we've had, you guys have heard me and Barry whine and crying and complain about how it's impossible to go, you know, find things that fit because, well, we're of the giant breed variety.
Let's get that clear. You were crying. I was whining.
Oh, yes. I was crying. You were whining. Sorry about that. I want to make sure I got that curtain. You know, I get confused. I am having brandy.
I whine so much I make you cry.
And to sum it up in a nutshell, at 6'5", 350 pounds-ish, and I'm being polite to myself, it was time, and I had reason that I needed to go get a new suit. Slacks, dress shoes, shirt, tie, the works, jacket, and vest. And I
haven't had a suit, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but it is what it is. In my line of work, I don't have a reason to wear a suit every day, so I haven't had a suit. Let's see, Debbie and I have been married for 15 years. The last time I had a suit was 13 years ago.
Wow.
I haven't had a need for one. You know, it's just, you could get, you know, a dress shirt and yada, 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 yeah. But a full proper suit I haven't had, nor... And I was also very afraid of, because when you start getting into Omar the tent maker sizes, it gets real damn expensive real fast.
I got to tell you, personally, right now, I've got about 6 suits in my closet and 1 fits.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and I call that one my wedding and funeral.
Yeah, your wedding and funeral suit, exactly. So I my beautiful bride said, hey, we got to go out and get you a suit. And so this started last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And after visiting 4 different places, trying to find a jacket, four, driving around the greater Nashua area and upper Massachusetts, couldn't find one.
I'm surprised that in some of the places you walk through the door and they look at you and go, no, just no.
I've had that happen. I have had that happen. So just for those to put things into perspective, at 6'5", at 350 plus-ish pounds, I had to look up, because it's been so long, how do you measure for a men's jacket, proper suit jacket? So I looked it up on YouTube, and there's a bunch of videos on there. Mm-hmm. So they have a tailor measuring a gentleman around the chest, you know, right across the pecs, and then the arms, and with the arms up, and then with the arms down.
Mm-hmm.
And the tailor said, okay, now, you know, let's call this guy Jim. Jim has an athletic build with large shoulders, and they take the tape measure, and they say, you want to measure right to here, and Jim has a 44-inch chest. Or no, a 30, what the hell was it, 36. And then they said, Jim, put your arms down, and then go around Jim's arms and across the middle of his chest. And they take the tape measure, and they say, oh, Jim is at a 48. So that would make Jim a 44 regular. And I went, Jim is built like I was when I was 7. So I said to my beautiful bride, Debbie, I says, hey, babe, can you take this tape measure? And at 6'5", and my wife's 5'2". So she's looking up to begin with.
Can you take these two tape measures? And
could you please take these two tape measures, staple them together, and try. Now, we can duct tape it to one of my man titties, and then you can drive the car all the way around my circumference.
It should only take 6 hours.
Exactly. To get to the other side. So with arms up, she takes the measurement, and it's like, oh, look. What was it, 64 inches?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then arms down.
I think I'm a 54.
Right. And arms down.
Yeah.
Around the outsides of the arms and across the man boobs, across the front. And, oh, look, 77 inches.
Jeez.
Across the shoulders.
Yeah.
So then they say, now you take and you count backwards, I don't know, some fucking algorithm to figure out where the hell it works out. So that works out that I'm about a 64, 65 extra long.
Mm-hmm.
And so lo and behold, I go online. I'm like, okay, who's got a 65 extra long? And I'm going on all the big and tall men's sites. I mean, everybody, Penny's, this one, Sears. Because, you know, you look at your... And like, oh, they're all claiming, we've got big and tall, up to size 60. I said, 60 doesn't do shit. It's still 5 inches too short in the chest, and we can't get my shoulders in it.
Right.
And looking and looking and looking and looking, and I got pretty damn disheartened, because what you need to do, is if you find a circus tent, and you cut one whole panel off of one side, and then sew some sleeves on it, now we're in my neighborhood.
Yep, yep.
And
sounds familiar. Said,
and I'm tall in the torso and tall in the legs. Not super tall in the legs. I got a 34-inch inseam. So it's one of these things. So I called up one or two places and I said, hey, do you have a big and tall man? Said, yes, we do. We are so proud of this and this and that. I said, well, I need a dress shirt. They said, okay. Well, what size neck do you have? I said, 21 inches. And they said, no. Just on the phone, I hear, no. And I'm like, excuse me? He said, we have up to 20. And they said, did you say 21, sir? I'm like, yeah. They said, your neck circumference is almost 2 feet.
Yeah, mine's 20. I just barely made it. It's tight. I get the biggest ones they get. Yes. And they're tight.
And certain cuts of 20s, you can just get it tight so you can put a tie on.
Yeah.
And so they're like, no, don't even bother coming in. Save yourself the gas. Don't drive to our store. And I'm like, thank you very much. Appreciate the honesty. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out last Saturday. I did manage to find slacks, and they're rather comfortable. I did manage to find a belt, and I did manage to find a dress shirt. $167 later for three pieces of clothing, which you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
My belt was $30.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's a belt. It's a piece of leather with holes in it and a buckle.
Did you tell your wife to hold your belt up?
Oh.
Fun to do that.
Because, my belt's taller than she is.
Yeah, mine too.
So I'm like, okay. And when she did the measurement around the shoulders and the chest here, she says, you are more around than I am tall. My entire body, almost with my arms up. I said, uh-huh. And I said, wait till we see the prices on what the hell big men's clothes cost. So, I mean, I think I got away fairly cheap with the slacks, the shirt, and the belt.
I also would like to say, and some people might think this is a whine, but it's just a clear definition that most big and tall shops are misnamed. They're big or tall shops.
Yes. Yes.
They're not big and tall shops because the longer the inseam, the narrower the waist.
Yes, exactly. And whereas when I was 32 years old, I had more of an athletic build than I do now. Let's just say I kind of let myself go a little bit around the portly stomach area. But as I was doing these measurements, we went into one store and I went to try on the shirt. And the lady who was helping, she's like, oh, here, try this. I said, my arms will never fit down that sleeve. Well, look at the size. I said, lady, I have a 19.5-inch diameter or circumference arm. I said, and I haven't been working out.
You need a puffy shirt and you'll fill it out.
All of my shirts have to be puffy in the arms, because I can't get my arms down the sleeve tube, or I can't get my shoulders in it, and I can blow the back out of it like the Incredible Hulk. It's awesome.
My problem with,
not when the shirt costs $75 goddamn dollars.
my problem with shirts are the sleeve length.
Uh-huh.
Because my sleeve length is like 37 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good for like the first two times you wear it, but after you washed it like twice.
Don't.
Suddenly the shirt is no longer 37 inches, but it's more like 35.
35, it's 2 inches.
So you end up unbuttoning it and rolling it up because.
Yeah, you cuff the sleeves up. I realize I've learned that lesson the hard way, where any dress clothes you get, they're automatically, by default, dry clean only.
Hmm.
Dry clean, I'm sorry, I'm drinking, so I can't say dry clean only five times. But, because if it hits the dryer, even my t-shirts, you buy 4XL T, extra long talls, and I throw them in there, and they look like Daisy Duke Billy shirts when they come out of the damn dryer. And I learned something from Michael, and I have to say, Michael, thank you very much. From Chris's rule, blue jeans never go in the dryer. They air dry.
Right.
Hmm.
Because I'll take my blue jeans, which are a 48-34. I throw them puppies in the washer, get them all cleaned up, throw them puppies in the dryer, and I'll tell you what, you're like, oh my God, everything shrunk. And let's just say I got good birthing hips.
You know, I gotta tell you, we're not that far off in pants. I take a 46-37.
Yeah, 37. I'd have to have it hemmed for me, but
yeah, but I'm,
it's
and try to find a 46 with a 37.
That's I thought I had it rough with a 48-34, but that's, geez, your numbers are real rare.
Yeah.
So I went and I looked around, and Debbie's like, you got to get yourself a nice jacket. and I bought black slacks, and I'm like, okay, so I researched it and researched, and I talked to a buddy of mine who's a pretty big boy. He's a friend of mine, he's an electrician, he's doing some work for me at work. And he said, oh, man, he goes, I went to KNG in Reading, Massachusetts. And I, so, but their website doesn't show you anything of what they got. They want you to go to the store. I'm like, I'm not driving all the way down there to walk in and have the same damn disappointment that I felt four times before the Saturday previous.
Yeah.
And I went to the Casual Male XL store in Tingsboro, Massachusetts, only to discover that they're closing. I mean, there's like almost nothing in the store.
Sadly, that is my store.
Well, yeah, but it, what they did, and here's the upshot, is they moved two blocks north into Nashua, New Hampshire, and it's now the name is DSL. Men's Clothier.
That's the parent company for
Casual Male. It is an awesome store. Now, I still, Debbie and I still went in the Casual Male. I found a vest, which I've been wanting a vest for a while, so I got a vest. I was able to buy a tie. It's funny, too, when you got to buy a big and tall men's tie. I mean, granted, the tie is like 5.5 feet long.
Yeah, you got, they're longer. They have to be longer.
They have to be longer, exactly.
And even then, you know, if you tried to take a regular tie and tie it so that it sits where it's supposed to, down by the belt.
Yep.
You've got the, you know, the piece that goes behind you is
an
like
an inch and a half.
Yeah, it's like an inch and a half long.
I know, because I tried to do it earlier this week.
And you have a very skinny knot.
Yeah, yeah, it's just the tiniest, tightest Windsor knot you could ever put in a tie.
Yeah.
Because I was tying a Windsor knot. Yeah. So it's one of these things where I'm like, I need a tall man's tie because I'm long in the torso. So it's like, okay, tie, $35. Fuck.
All right. Hell, you need 21 inches just to go around your neck.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, the tie's got to be 4.5 feet, 5 feet long.
Yeah.
And so then you got the vest. And then they said, oh, go to our new store. It just opened up Wednesday of this past week. And they will help you out. And when I walked in there, I believe the gentleman's name was Richard. Mm-hmm. Richard was greeted at the door. My gentleman, how you doing? My name's Richard. How can I help you today? Not high pressure, just helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hi, Richard. I said, I need a sport blazer. And he said, okay, do you happen to know what size you are? I said, well, yeah. I said, I think I'm about a 64 extra long. And he said, do you mind if I take your measurements? I said, absolutely not. So he walks me back, and I told him a couple different brands that tend to fit a little bit better. Because I've been trying them on for two Saturdays of disappointment. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he takes my measurements. He went, wow. He goes, it's funny. He's a very polite man, very professional. He goes, Jesus, you got muscle on top of muscle. I'm like, yeah, but there's a layer of fat in between because I'm in my 40s. I said, back in the day, Richard, back in the day. Mm-hmm. I said, maybe I'll hope to get back there someday. But he takes the measurement. He goes, oh, yeah, you're definitely a 64 long. Maybe 64 extra long. He says, let's see what we got. And sure enough, right off, I mean, it was so nice. And this store is huge. They've got shorts and t-shirts.
I've
got
to go check it out.
They have got shit everywhere. Really nice, high-quality clothes, too, and really good prices. It's not like, for those who don't know, when you buy a 4XL t-shirt, a 4XL tee, your t-shirt on sale, whether it's at Penny's or Sears or wherever you buy your shirts, on sale would be $18.99. But for the big men, especially when you get to the numbers 3 and 4, that sucker jumps $10.
At least.
At least. Yeah. My underwear costs $10 more than yours. Because what do you need? Well, it's got to fit a 48-inch waist.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no such thing as a sale price
when
you get in our sizes. And it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, for Christ's sakes, I was 13 pounds, 2 ounces when I was born. So it was, you know, one of these things where it's just, it's always been that way. So
I was tall when I was born. I was 27 inches long when I was born.
I think I was 24.
Yeah. So you're a big boy, too. Yeah, I think I was probably around 10 pounds, but I was 27 inches, which is close to the record.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're way up there. I know, actually, strike that. I was 12 pounds, 7 ounces. My brother was 14 pounds, 1 ounce. I remember my mother, before she passed on, telling the story about giving birth to me and my brother. Mm-hmm. And she said, I gave birth to toddlers.
Yeah, exactly. Luckily, my mother was a large woman. And when I
my
say large,
was a big
she was
too.
Tall, you know. She right. was 6'1". So.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. My mother was 5'11".
Yeah.
So, that being said, it was one of them scenarios where Richard does the thing, and he takes that magic pole. And he was a man of shorter stature.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has the pole, and he's trying to hook it on there, and he hooks it off, and he takes this nice-looking blazer down. And you know,
because they do, if they don't have the pole, they usually bring one of those things like they have in Home Depot. You know, when you
hear, oh, the stairs?
Beep, 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 beep. No, the truck, you know, the lift truck.
Exactly. The lift fork, the cherry picker.
That's just to get to the top of the jacket in the tall section.
Because the jacket's so damn long, otherwise it'd be dragging on the floor, the tails of it. And sure enough, yeah, and it's funny whenever the rod is only 6 inches from the top of the ceiling because the jacket's so tall. So he hooks the thing down. He says, "Here you go, sir. Let me try it." And I place the jacket on. It was heavenly. I don't want to sound superficial, and you guys know I'm pretty. I can be rough around the edges. You know, I like my style.
Really?
Everything I have to have is utilitarian. It's got to serve 3 or 4 purposes.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to tools, vehicles, clothing, because I'm going to beat the shit out of it and work it to death.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how nice, for the first time in probably the better part of 20 years, it was to put on something, and it was off the rack, mm-hmm. and it fit right out the gate. No disappointment. I'm like, son of a bitch, this feels nice to get a suit jacket that fits.
And it can shelter 3 homeless families.
Well, yeah, you could use this as the new tent cover on your outhouse, covering up the other tractor.
That's
how much material there is. So yeah. I have to say, you know, to put on a jacket and it fit right, the length of the sleeves was right, the cuffs were right, I had enough room in the chest, I could even, you know, button it, the shoulders are wide enough, and I'm like, son of a bitch, this just feels so good. I can't imagine what, you know, to look good, you know, proper in a suit jacket and not have that massive fucking disappointment that I felt for years and years and years.
Or and you walk around, never you being able to button the jacket.
Yeah. You can't button it up. Even one of my waist was skinny. Well, I call it skinny, but for those, a 40 inch waist is skinny on me. So 38-inch waist.
Yep.
And you still couldn't button it shut because my chest is so, you know, you're so wide in the shoulders and chest, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
So yeah. I put the jacket on, and it's almost weird. I saw a glimmer in my wife's eye. She's like, because she's never seen me in a suit jacket that fit right.
Mm.
It didn't need to be tailored at all. It was
nice.
Boom, the numbers are right there.
That's what I like about the store because, yeah, I have the same situation. I've got a couple of casual, I call them casual jackets, you know, sports mm-hmm. jackets.
Yep.
And, oh, they're so comfortable. They just fit, you know, mm-hmm. and they're right off the rack, you know. You can just sit yep. there and try it on and. Yeah, they're long enough for me. It's uh-huh. the length. Well, not only is it the width, you know,
it's the length too
for
right.
me. So and it just fits, you know.
Yeah. So it's when nice. you put on the jacket, so I put the jacket on. I'm like, son of a gun, and I haven't even gotten through the whole store. I haven't made it past the suits yet, but I'm starting to think this just changed my whole perspective
yeah.
on clothes shopping because I know where I'm going to be clothes shopping from now on.
Yep. Yep.
When they walk in and shit will fit right, and you don't have to walk around looking like a schmo because all you can find is blue jeans and t-shirts because that's mm-hmm. all I've usually ever worn because it's all I can ever find that'll basically kind of fit.
And they have a cool, you know, if you're into casual business
yep.
dress,
yep,
they have the cool ones that they have the built-in elastic on the sides that's hidden.
Yep.
It
yep.
doesn't look like the elastic
yep.
type.
it's got what I call the Thanksgiving Day stretchy effect.
Yeah, except for currently I'm stretched. I've got to stretch it out to the max.
Yeah, but you already stipulated you're going back on the couch to 5K.
I am. I've got to.
So yeah. That was my big experience for the week, is to go in with my beautiful wife, and she's like, you know, we're going to get you a nice jacket and this and that. And I'm thinking, I'm just so fucking disgusted because nothing ever fits.
Yeah. It's painful. Around. And then the only thing you have is mail order. And when you get mail order, you order it and you go, I hope this fits.
You hope it fits, and I hope the quality is decent, because you're really rolling the dice twice.
Because you don't know until it shows up. I actually like walking into a store. So I'm glad to hear about this new store. I mean, that they've moved up into New Hampshire. No taxes. And sales tax, anyway. And the fact that, you know, they've enlarged. They've made a larger store, too.
It's huge. They've got shoes.
Incredible.
Flip-flops, shoes. Yeah. They even sell wristwatches, because... I can't find a goddamn watch to fit to save my life, because I got a fairly thick wrist.
Yeah.
So the ones that fit regular folk,
yeah,
I can't get on.
Right.
I can't get them over my hand.
Yeah. it's funny, because if you look at my arms, you think, oh my God, you know, his wrists are so skinny. But then when you take something that a normal, well, let's put it this way. You know they came out with those the iPhone has those sleeves that you put it in the sleeve and then you wear it on your it's an armband
on your bicep.
Wear it on your bicep. I get one of those. Okay. And it fits perfectly around my wrist.
Exactly.
But
at
the biggest setting it fits around my wrist.
I love that. I put one of those on, too, and I went, oh, this is a nice bracelet. And Debbie said to me, you know, that's supposed to be in your bicep. I said, I got a 20-inch fucking bicep. How the hell is it going to go up to my right arm? I can't get it over my forearm.
The kicker is, too, if you look at the packaging that it comes in, they always show these, you know, really buff guys, you know, with muscles and everything, and they're showing them jogging, you know, with these things on their forearm, and it's like...
Shirtless jogging with veins.
And I always think, I've got these skinny little arms and everything, and I'm like, look, it doesn't even come near the clasp if I try to put it on my arm. You know,
it's so
I wear it like a wristwatch. I put it on my wrist.
The Dick Tracy
and watch. I can barely get it on there, and so yeah, that's well, that was my first Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. I got one of those, and I had my iPhone in it. I said, "Oh yeah, see, I got an Apple Watch."
Look at this.
But yes, screen. You get watches, and you know, I always got to order extra links.
Yes, at least two.
Yeah,
at least two extra links to get it around your wrist.
Yeah.
So I was looking, I got watches there, and the funniest thing, I was saying to a friend of mine earlier this week, I'm like, I'm trying to buy socks, right? Now, even when I buy white cotton socks, you wear them with your sneakers, you wear them with your work boots, whatever. They're like, oh, what size? You know, you're like, oh, there's a sale. I'm like, dude, they don't have my size. He was talking about a particular store. I said, why? I said, I have a size 14 foot, but the size of my calf alone, I need to buy a size 16 or 17 sock.
Yep.
Because I'll gobble up all the length in width trying to get it around my calf if I wanted to go above the tops of my boots. And he went, what? Do they even make those? I'm like, yep, you got to go to the sporting stores where they sell, you know, basketball socks. I said, those will fit.
Yeah.
Or when I want my hunting socks, same thing. And they're like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. I said, my pair of my damn socks are $18 for one pair.
Yeah.
It's I know.
I take a 14 shoe, too. And it's funny though. It was funny because we were doing our laundry and stuff, and you know, I've got the little ankle white socks that you wear with sneakers and stuff.
Yeah.
You know those. You know, so I've got a bunch of those, and my wife has a bunch of those, and she put them all in together and brought them out, and I was separating them, and then I got to one of hers, and I said, "What the hell's this?" And she goes, "What? That's one of my socks." And I said, "And I take my index finger." And my long finger, and I hold them out, and I put this little sock of hers on, and it goes about halfway down her fingers. My fingers, first of all, fill it completely, the sock, and it only goes down about halfway down my fingers. I said, you put your foot in that?
I know, man. It's hilarious.
Oh, I just enjoy trying to fold her clothes, because it's like, you know, I'm sitting there trying to fold them like my clothes. So I naturally want to, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, you know, what is this?
It's like the Japanese art of origami because it's so small. You're trying to make a fold on a fold and you're like, how the hell? I can't even see the creases. It's too small.
Yeah. Meanwhile, she's trying to fold my pants and, you know, she's holding them up so they're not hitting the ground and they're like,
it's like folding
eye level.
Yeah, but Debbie does the same thing. She went to hold up my dress slacks and, you know, go crease to crease so I can hang them over the bar of the hanger.
Yeah.
And she's standing there. She went to hold them. They hit the floor. I'm like, you're going to have to hold them up higher, honey. it was it's hilarious.
Oh,
it's
just, God.
You don't realize the differences in the sizes of things.
Really?
Between the two, you know, for your wife and your stuff. And then you get that painful lesson. They have it on the reverse side. Because they're trying to get stuff that's either small or
petite.
Or whatever. Now, I'm not even going to pretend that I know what the hell I'm talking about because women's sizes require algorithms of which that I can't comprehend.
Size zero. What the hell is a size zero?
There's nothing consistent. One brand is a size 8. Another calls that a size 3. And on Tuesdays, only when the sun is at half mast, then it's a size 7.5. And you're like, how the fuck can you figure this shit out? Because everybody calls it a different number. And when they start throwing, when it becomes alphanumeric, forget about it.
They know it. It's just natural. It's already inbred in their, you know, when they're born, they have that knowledge in their brain already.
It must be. So I'm looking at it and I'm going, you know what? I got enough tough enough time trying to find shit that fits me that doesn't involve a trash bag and duct tape.
Yeah,
so that was my upshot. I was able to find a blazer. I found a brand new store. I highly recommend, sir, that you peruse past there. They're right behind Chili's on DW Highway next to Bob's Furniture.
I know exactly where it is. I will have to go check that out.
Yep. Definitely. And it's definitely worth the trip.
So now we're going to go into our new section that we used to call, at one time we were calling it the App Review, and then Michael a couple of weeks ago during the X edition called it App Corner. And I said, I like that name, so I was going to keep it. And then I said, but you know, it's more than just apps. We talk about hardware. We talk about different software, not just apps and stuff. So I've decided to call it Geek Corner. So now we get into the geek part of the show, right? After all the topics we already handled.
After 2 hours of the show already.
Yeah, we're going to go into the Geek Corner. Alright.
That song only applies to some of us.
I was looking for a geek song and
that's actually pretty good. I like that.
I found Weird Al.
I'm digging that. I'm jiggy with it.
I thought that was good. So, of course, this week, unbeknownst to us, but what a surprise, Apple released OS X 10.10.3,
woo!
And I downloaded it and installed it, and I didn't notice anything different.
It rocks on the 4S.
But
this is OS 10. This is OS 10. We haven't gotten to the iOS.
Oh,
yeah. When did you download it?
I downloaded it on the Wednesday, the first night.
Okay, then I should have it. I'll get to it in my segment on this, but okay. It's like, dang, I just went through the whole download. Do I got to download it again? But I'll get to that.
Okay. So I know what's new in it is iPhoto went away and Aperture is going away, although my Aperture is still there. They have both been replaced with just an app or whatever, a program called Just Photo. And it's supposed to be the best of both worlds. I looked at it and it doesn't look much different than the old one. So, I don't know. But I haven't had a chance to play with it too much yet. But, so that's the one new thing on there. And there was supposed to be a bunch of updates, which I didn't notice anything different. So, supposedly Wi-Fi works better. I can't tell because my network sucks.
I'm sorry,
I didn't mean to laugh out loud.
So that was that. And then, of course, when they do that, they have to immediately come out with a new iTunes. So iTunes 12.1.2.27 was released.
Huh?
I don't know what it did. I think it was just bug fixes. I don't know. Maybe something with the watch. I don't know. Can't tell. And, of course, the other big news this week, which I forgot to put in here, Apple Watch is now out. People ordered it. Some people have it. I'm not sure how they got it so fast, because I thought the order was just, you could order it this week. But maybe it's, maybe it's available in the stores now, too. And it's come out with mixed reviews. And frankly, it looks really cool. I have no need for it. I seriously have no need for it. And I wouldn't be able to wear it at work. So, and when I'm home on the weekends, I don't wear a watch because I've always got my phone with me. And if I want to know what time it is, I just pull my phone out and look at it.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. You know, I wear a watch at work only because I can't take my phone inside where I work. And therefore, it's nice to have a watch to know what time it is so I make meetings on time. So, but, yeah, that's the Apple news. Oh, and then they came out with iOS 8.3. That got released.
Yep.
And I guess it's a bunch of bug fixes. I didn't notice any difference.
I did on the 4S. I mean, I'm really? The only one rocking an ancient telephone here.
Yeah.
And it does work faster, more betterer.
Good. How's your battery life?
It's gone up.
Okay. That's good.
It's actually gone up. I'm impressed.
So apparently, I think it was just a bunch of bug fixes. But, you know, I'm there. And, it's there, and I guess it's making my phone react better, but I don't have much complaints about the 6 Plus. Battery life is phenomenal. It's fast. Matter of fact, and I felt for you, Joel, of course, this was an old iPhone 4.
Yep.
There was a video I wanted to show my wife that was on Facebook. And I didn't have my phone with me because she was upstairs in the bedroom. And I said, oh, wait a minute, I got my iPhone 4 here. So I pulled the iPhone 4 out and I brought up Facebook, which took an ungodly amount of time. And then I found the video and I hit play and we waited and we waited and we waited and we waited. And then finally it came up and it went like, and then paused and it went, and then paused, and went, and I said, oh, so I said, hang on, because I really wanted to see this video. So I went downstairs and got my iPhone 6 and brought it up, hit the, you know, Facebook came up and found the video and hit the button and it played like a normal video. So yeah, I think, iPhone 4, it makes a great alarm clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm using it for now. And it feels so fun. I swear, I'm so used to the iPhone, the 6 Plus now. I put the iPhone 4, which is actually even smaller than the 5s, you know?
Yeah.
I put it in my hand. I said, oh my God, this is like a little baby.
They're tiny.
So they are tiny. I swear to God, I think the Apple Watch is half the size of an iPhone 4. So yes, the 8.3 has been released and...
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet, but I'm hoping it will. I got, you know, just before that, they came up with 8.2 point something. And they seem to do this like every other couple of versions, but once when 8.2 point something came out on my Verizon iPhone 5S, all of a sudden it started not connecting data. Actually, I think that was the big issue 2 weeks ago, Saturday, when we tried to do Me Mobile coming back from the robotics competition. All of a sudden I lost data connectivity, and I forgot that when this happens, the only thing I can do is first shut down, you know, put in airplane mode, let it sit for a while, and then find its place in the world again. Then sometimes it comes back.
Come on there, Michael. That's a fancy way of saying, come on.
What
you just said was a fancy way of saying you had to turn it off.
I'll turn it off and turn,
turn it back on again.
And sometimes this bug shows. You know what I'm talking about. It seems like every other version they screw up Wi-Fi too.
Yes.
But I have seen this, you know, going back to the iPhone 4 on Verizon, where it has gotten bad enough where I had to shut the phone down all the way, you know, completely turn it off and turn it back on again. I don't really notice it too much in the harbor because we've got no cell phone service and the Wi-Fi side's working fine. But every time I go to town, I have to turn it off and turn it back on again, at least as far as the cell service is concerned. So I'm hoping 8.3 fixes that.
Yeah. Again, I haven't had any issues, so I don't know. I can't say I've had any issues at all with the phone. I'm trying to think if there's anything that was kind of annoying, but not really. The only thing I've had kind of annoying was sometimes when you go to watch a video and you flip it to the, you know, the long side, it sometimes doesn't flip, so you gotta flip it back, and you know, it takes you a couple tries before it'll flip. And yep. I always kind of blamed the app for that, but maybe there was something in iOS that was causing that to happen.
The biggest thing since iOS 8 that has been driving me nuts, and I've brought this up in the podcast that should not be named on numerous occasions, and that is, I am totally convinced they're got some bugs in the core part of the operating system that is leaving audio channels on. Because there are times in Boss Jock where the background hiss is just deafening.
Hmm.
And it never used to do that. And it's not just Boss Jock. It's happening in Memo Recorder and everything else. To the point where there are times I'm hearing audio from other apps that I have shut down. They're not even in background.
Wow.
The one that was really freaky is how long ago this was now, but I was sitting in the Jeep in front of my garage door. I was about to go off and do some chores, and I decided to record some thoughts. And I've got Boss Jock up and nothing else. And it had to be in January, because all of a sudden I hear stuff shuffling across the desk and some people talking in the background. I'm looking around because, you know, I'm out in front of my garage in my Jeep. 6 feet of snow on either side of me.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing desks and people whispering behind me. And I'm like, it was just cream of wheat I had for breakfast. Really? You know? And I'm recording, but I stop and I listen and I'm like, that sounds like, holy crap, that's Leo Laporte. And I remember that the last thing I was listening to before I started recording this particular podcast episode was I had TuneIn Radio running. Oh. And I had the Twit TV stream.
Yeah.
The Twit live stream going. And they were broadcasting from somewhere. They were covering something.
Yeah.
And I literally had to go back in, bring up TuneIn Radio, switch to another station, shut it down, and then shut on TuneIn Radio, and the feed went away. But it was actually sitting there in background with the app off.
Wow.
Wow.
So there was something broke. Now we're like two versions of software behind now when that happened, but I'm still hearing hiss.
Wow.
And I'm hearing it in some other podcasts as well. My hearing is not what it used to be, but I am really sensitive to high-end.
Right.
We were talking about the... Sorry for... I'm just going to jump through here real quick.
No, go ahead.
We were talking about the Sony mini discs a couple episodes ago, and that was one thing I always loved about that unit. I mean, it was clunky and mechanical, but the audio input levels on that thing and the signal-to-noise ratio on that Sony mini disc were incredible. I had to basically put the mini disc itself under a pillow if I was outside, because it would pick up the clunk, 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 clunk of the laser disc moving back and forth. But if you set up those stereo microphones on a tree branch and walked away from it, you'd hear every cricket, every bird for miles.
Wow.
This is incredible. It was great for it.
Wow.
I just thought of something else that okay, Bob, put your hands over your ears. The thing that's very annoying lately is the frickin' Ingress scanner. And I don't know whether it's a problem with the Ingress programming or whether it's a problem with the phone. It seems to happen most when I'm switching cells. And what I'm saying is, you're driving
Max
along, because we're out.
Max.
Huh?
Do a speed test, Max.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. There we go. Speed test started. Is it clearing up?
Yeah, now it is.
So. Yep.
God, I can't believe... I don't know why that happens. As soon as I put something else in there to...
As soon as you start the speed test, it scares
that's
it.
That's bizarre. If anybody knows why that's happening, please let me know. Get on our community page. And it's a mystery. As soon as I start a speed test, my upstream clears out.
Yep.
So anyway. So the Ingress thing, you know, I'm really getting tired of, and again, I'm a rural Ingress player, so you're driving down the street. You see the roads, you see the little pictures of the portals, but you don't see a portal. And of course, you can't hack the portal unless it shows up on the frickin' map. And right. A lot of times, it just doesn't show up. You know, or it'll show up right as you get there, and you don't have enough time to hack it. And it's just annoying as hell. It's just like, I don't know, maybe their servers are getting overwhelmed now or something, but it seems to happen most when you're switching cells. And there's many times I'll switch a cell and I'll actually pull over and restart the game. Just,
yep,
you know, so I can, you know, because it's just annoying as hell. And again, the reason I bring it up is I don't know whether it's the actual Ingress application or it's the iPhone having problems switching between cells.
No, because I have the same problem on my iPhone and on the Android.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say that because the Android's hotspotting off the iPhone.
Yeah, so...
but I am having the same problem.
Yeah, see? And I don't know what it is, but it sure is annoying as hell when you're trying to do drive-by hacking, which I don't do.
Never
drive-by hack, even though I have a special holder in the middle. That holds my phone right at button level or hand level.
No.
Well, because that new law that's going into effect on July 1st.
Who cares?
Well, I'm not holding the phone.
Nope.
So they can't get me. I'm not holding the phone. The law basically says if you're holding it in your hand and using it, that's illegal. Okay, I'm not holding the phone. But then again, like I said, like I whined about before, I drive the Prius, and the Prius runs on a touchscreen in the middle of the car. And if they're going to make it illegal to tap a smartphone, then how am I supposed to operate my car? Because the touchscreen in the middle of the dash is the same thing as hitting a smartphone. So I guess I won't be able to drive my car.
Damn.
Well, that does lead into the next one pretty well, though.
The next one? Where's that?
Yeah, on Geek Corner.
Okay.
As you know, I've been having to make lots of extra trips to town and back.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'm just, you know, have to ride shotgun, but it really is in best interest of the family right now for me to make a lot of extra trips to town. But when I am riding shotgun, I'm trying to continue to work. And the problem is that the frost heaves have been just awful this year. There are times I'm sure that we've got wheels that are getting airborne just going down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to hold my MacBook in my lap midair, you know, so I can try to do the shock absorber thing. And like, because I've got conventional hard drive.
Uh-huh.
And the shock, you know, the acceleration sensor in the MacBook is just going off left and right. And finally this week it happened on the way in. I mean, there were times I was having to shut it down at periods of time, and the shutdown takes longer. But, you know, if it's in the middle of a shutdown and it detects an acceleration, it restarts the shutdown.
Ah, jeez.
Because it assumes it had a bad, you know, bad sector. Oh, yeah.
Before you finish this story, Michael, are you telling me, you know, we play Ingress and we tend to use our smartphones as we're driving, which is bad. But even though it's not like texting or anything, so you're actually got a laptop on your lap and you're using the laptop and driving at the same time?
No, I'm passenger.
Oh, okay.
No.
like, well, this is a new level.
No. It's not. I'm not on the 101 in California, no. That you would see. You know, iPads taped to the steering wheels as they're going down the 101. But, No. I'm a passenger, but I'm coming out in case somebody gets tired. I can drive back and stuff like that. But I'm trying to make use of my time.
Mm-hmm.
But the roads are just atrocious.
Right.
And finally, I think it was Tuesday. It was either Monday or Tuesday this week. I hit a bump of all bumps. And I'm like, oh, something had to come bad out of this. And sure enough, I spent an hour and a half rebuilding files in a particular application.
Ouch.
The next day. I did it on my own time because, you know, I was like, oh, crud, you know, I'm trying to, it wasn't work's fault that I tried to do this going down the road. But, you know, the long and short of it is I talked to my employer, who may be listening to this episode. Hi, Dave. They were actually texting me at the start of the show. And he used to listen to us in the Ustream days.
Yeah.
And asked for the URLs, so... Now work is listening. I got to watch it. I won't watch it. He knows that I am lame. Anyhow, so I let him know about it this week, and they said, well, we can fix that. And 2 days later, there's a 480 gig SSD sitting on my doorstep.
Sweet.
So that's project for tomorrow.
Nice.
That's why I was talking about downloading Velociraptor. Yeah. I downloaded this week, and then the update came through, and I'm like, you're not telling me I just downloaded 4 gig.
Well, no, it
wasn't. Came out the next version.
It was only a 2 gig update. So
yeah, 1.5 something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Well, that's great. Wait until you see how fast your machine flies.
I'm looking forward to it. I did download OS 10.10, whatever it is now.
Yeah. 10.10.3.
And created a bootable USB drive and. Before I shut down the lights tonight, close up the doors, turn off the lights, whatever. I'll do one more last time machine backup. But, you know, one of those big updates was a fix for reliable time machine restores on Yosemite.
Hmm.
So I thought, oh, crap, maybe I better download it again. And I thought, no, actually, all I need to do is, I'm getting a horrible echo here.
Yeah, same here.
Sorry. I'm not here.
I don't know.
Let me do a speed test.
Yeah, please.
The magical speed test.
I should talk while he's doing the speed test.
Yeah, it's starting.
Okay. Anyhow, so what I'll do is I'll go ahead and use the USB drive to install Yosemite, a.k.a. Velociraptor, which is actually easier for me to say. And I'll install that on my MacBook, and then I'll go and do the updates before I do the restore from the time machine, and life should be good.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm excited about it. And being able to use the MacBook while we're shuttling the kids to and from their events after school, I'll probably pick up another 10 hours a week of productive time. So that's 10 hours a week that I won't have to be working till midnight to make up for time that I'm running the kids around. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Cool. Very neat. Let me know how that,
the echo.
Echo is still there. Well, wait a minute. It's better.
It is more better. Barry read a speed pass.
Speed test.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. And it's just that right delay to come back, like that 1,000 millisecond delay.
I'm doing another speed test. We'll see if that'll clear it up.
I tried shutting off my mute and my mic just to see if it would help it off.
It's coming from Barry.
I don't know how it's coming from me.
Yeah, well, Barry. When the ping gets that long.
No, the ping went down to 33 milliseconds now.
The ping is all the way from Jaffrey.
But I don't think I actually host the Hangout. I think the Hangout's on a server somewhere, isn't it? I just started it.
Right.
So, because I'm not hearing any echo at all.
I know I am.
Yeah, no, it's I'm hearing it.
Chris.
Oh man, it's seconds.
It literally is.
because I'm looking at this, and even the speed test is like, I swear to God, I'm going to a Linux machine for the receiver, because you should see how this. I'm getting good numbers. I'm getting a 33 millisecond ping. I got 12.62 MIPS down, 0.74 MIPS up, which is probably because I am uploading right now. I mean,
right,
you know, talking, and but the computer is acting funky. Like the program is just like, you know, jumping. You know, it's like it's at zero, and all of a sudden it pops up to 12 MIPS on the.
Let me ask a question, and throw to interrupt you if I may. But you know, our friends from Canada up north have been using Skype. Why should we attempt to use Skype? Some, because this is like a reoccurring nightmare.
We can try it, but I think this is a network issue or it's a computer issue, and I'm trying to find a better computer that has more memory, because
you've already changed computers and the problem hasn't come.
Yeah, well, I changed from one old computer to another old computer. So, you know, and I'm getting some beach balling every once in a while too, which isn't
my God, you're so bad. You're gone.
Joel, you and I don't have any trouble talking to each other at all. I don't think this is a hangout problem.
Okay, yeah, no. Good point, because I can hear you crystal clear, no issue whatsoever. But Barry is, I can't actually understand what he's saying right now.
And I'm doing another speech test.
He went, as we say in the paramedic world, he went digital.
Yeah. Okay, speed test is going. Have I cleared up? I guess not.
No.
I have no idea. It's the frickin' network or it's my computer. Because you guys...
I think he just said he has his ID. Yeah, he just said, I have my ID and I'm old enough to drink.
I think that's what he said.
Oh, my. You guys are crystal clear and have been solid throughout the entire show with no issues whatsoever. Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Barry.
We don't know when to speak because all we hear is, I have my ID and you fucked her around all day. Or,
it almost sounds like the words are coming out of order now.
They are coming out of order. I'm convinced there's something in the internet gods that are just mixing them around.
I think your theory from 2 weeks ago is right on, Joel. Barry's on. Let's mess with him. Down to their point.
I got a 523 millisecond ping. Yeah, okay, laugh now.
What the hell? I shot a fawn or I hit it with a Prius or I don't know what the hell he said. Something about, I did hear 23. I did hear the letters 20 and 3.
Letters. Of course, he was distorted, I guess.
So, yes, the letters. Let me get another brandy. I'm sorry.
I said I had a ping rate of 523.
523.
523.
Oh, I heard five. Boy, it's bad.
I don't know.
Looking at Craigslist at trucks.
Oh boy, 1.78 down, and yet you guys are coming in crystal clear.
Well, we try, you know, a little exercise and a good pair of shoes.
I have no idea. It's just like it's spazzing out, and yet if I go up on my the modem, the DSL modem, it'll say I've got 17 point something down and 1 point something up.
Yep. Jesus Christ, what is he saying? I have no idea. I know he's talking about the modem, but after
he's
that...
He's in the rift. He's in the rift.
He's in the rift. He's literally
shut the
black
shut the TARDIS down, Barry. Shut the TARDIS down.
Just take a keyboard, plug it straight into the modem and a monitor, because I think that's the only way we're going to understand what the hell's going on.
I don't know. I've got good numbers.
I heard that.
I got good numbers. I got a 36 ping now and a 9.59 down.
You're back.
I'm back. I have no idea what's causing that. I really don't know. It's very frustrating. I had a 526 megasecond ping rate when you guys couldn't hear me. and 1.27 down and like 0.25 up. But yet you guys have not skipped a beat the entire time.
Wow. It's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
I know.
Bizarre. I still go back to my theory that there are little furry woodland creatures burning up all your Wi-Fi outside around your house, but that's just me. I mean, I might be wrong, but...
It could be.
If you happen to see a black bear on an iPad, I'm telling you, that's it.
All right, last thing on the Geek Corner.
Black bear with BitTorrent.
Yeah. HBO Now has been launched. And for those who don't know about HBO Now, it's a streaming service from HBO, and you don't have to have an HBO subscription on a cable or satellite channel.
I didn't know that.
You can actually subscribe to HBO Now for $15 a month.
Jesus, that's expensive.
Well, no, that's what it costs you on cable, if it's not included in the package, if you get like a basic package and you want to add HBO, it's 15 yep. bucks a month.
So extra. What kind of programming does HBO have that would want to lure me into 15 bucks?
Well,
a
it's
month?
Got it's got movies, but it's got
so is Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. They do have good programming. Of course, the big thing that's coming up now is Game of Thrones is starting this Sunday again.
Right.
The new one. That's a big one. They've got several other ones.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, that's gone. That's done now.
The last time I had HBO, the fucking Sopranos ended like with a fucking jukebox and Journey playing on it, and I called up and canceled because of this shitty ending. Follow a show religiously every episode for years, and they had that shitty ending. I'm like, you know, I'm all call. You guys suck. Cancel my fucking subscription. Bye. Click.
That's what I did. Well, you know, whether you want to get HBO or not, the nice thing about this is finally one of the major cable channels is offering their services without having to subscribe to a cable or satellite service. So it's a move in the right direction.
It definitely. It opens up a whole slew of possibilities.
Right. So, of course, if I got it, I wouldn't be able to watch a fucking thing based on the internet I'm getting tonight.
Not with that blazing speed internet you got tonight.
Yeah. So that was the other news that happened this week. And now we'll go with the Ingress alert without the Ingress alert. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bob. Hang on, because it's going to be short unless Michael adds something new, but I just have to make a comment that over the winter, because of the darkness, because of the extreme cold, because of the snow on the ground, I really was not playing Ingress as much as I used to. And I said, this is okay. I feel okay about this, and maybe I should play less. And... Well, now daylight savings is upon us. The days are getting longer. The snow is disappearing. It's warm outside. I said, well, I'll just stop through this town and blow away a couple of things because it's on the way home.
Yeah.
And, you know, or I'll stop in Peterborough and there's a couple of unique portals, not unique portals, but portals there that have either they're part of a big green field or they've got a nice long lob to another city. I'll just go in and attack those two. Well, just when you think you've got control over it, it sucks you back in. Because you go into Peterborough and I say, I'll just take out these two portals and then I'll leave. Well, you get in the middle of town and there's the portal and you hit a couple of eights. XMP 8s, level 8s, and, you know, you go, boom, and you get your portal. But you also take out, like, 8 other portals in the thing, and they're all sitting there gray now. And then there's a couple of portals that are there that are still green, but, you know, they've got, like, just a sliver of resonators left alive, you know. So you say, wow, come on, I'm here. I might as well finish these things off. okay, I got all these gray resonators. I can't leave them for anybody to get. Let me go fill them up with resonators and turn them blue and stuff. And next thing you know, you're there for like an hour and a half or 2 hours playing the freaking game again.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so I'm back, and it's springtime, so my commute has gone from 1 hour to 2.5 hours again.
Well, as you know, my youngest son likes to play it, and I don't go out on solo expeditions that much, and you know, spend that kind of time. It's been, especially since January, it's been way too busy. But when Mark wants to play, yeah, we'll go out for an hour to 2 hours, and it's fun. You know, my son enjoys it. I enjoy being out with him, and we just go around and kick Portal butt.
Mm-hmm. And I really am trying to limit it, because you can waste a lot of time. Excuse me. I'm not going out of my way to play. I play when I'm out and in an area. But I got to tell you, it is interesting, because we do have, I mean, we're outnumbered here. Grotesquely outnumbered in the area I live in. And it is fun to go out and, you know, I actually do go look at the Intel map and I pick out some portals that I'm going to hit that'll do some maximum damage to fields and things like that. And so I'll go out and hit just those guys. And what I find humorous, and again, it's one of those things that sucks you back into the game, is to sit there and hit the portal, turn it blue, and then look at your watch and wait and see how long some frog is going to scramble out and turn it back. You know, because these guys, I mean, you know, somebody comes out and takes out Jaffrey. It's like, oh, okay, you took out Jaffrey. Well, the next time I go through town, I'll take out a couple and replace them, and then when I come home I'll take out a couple more. You know, I'm not gonna run right out, but these guys run right out and take the freaking portals over again. And it's like, whoo, you know, I'm bad, but I'm not that bad, you know, about this. So, but again, it's fun to watch that, you know. It's like, okay, I just took this out. Now let's see. Oh, look, 15 minutes and they took it back. That means somebody had to notice it and then run out and out of their way to go take it back because, oh, it's got to be green. Yeah, you know? it's just amazing. But then again, I'm not that far away from being that way. So I'm trying to resist. Anyway, okay, that's the Ingress report for this week.
Dodged a bullet.
Other than
Bob, it's safe to return. Bob, call Bob. Safe to return.
Other than when we're up in Hamilton, Bob, we're going to hotspot off of your phone to play Ingress. That's a done deal. All right, which brings us...
part of the battery test on his 6.
Which brings us to our next group, Bottom Gear. Hello, and welcome to Bottom Gear. I'm your temporary host, Barry J, because as you all know from the last podcast, and I believe, Michael, you didn't realize this, but Joel got fired as the host of Bottom Gear.
What?
He was fired. There was an incident. Joel explained the incident that happened, but he has been fired. We are going to put a poll up and ask people on the community page, should we keep Joel here or bring Joel back as a host, or should Joel go away forever as a host of Bottom Gear? And of course that poll's not up yet because I haven't put the podcast out.
So yeah,
as soon as I put that podcast out, I'll put a poll up.
I got a long ass wait.
At least another 2 months. But
you know, it doesn't be on another show by the time you finally get this one out for the poll.
Well, that could be. And speaking of which, now I haven't read anything else. Speaking of Top Gear, I heard a rumor that, well, first of all, I heard I heard the one rumor of who's going to replace Jeremy, and oh my God.
The set's been torn down already, though.
Has it?
Yep, tore the set down, tore the stage down, tore all the props down.
Because I also heard that the other two guys are no longer are not returning to the show.
Nope, they're leaving it as a team.
Wow. So then that whole thing where that other person that was going to replace Jeremy was a rumor, and it's obviously not going to happen unless they replace all three of them, but it sounds like if they're tearing down the set, it's done.
I saw pictures of the set actually torn down, the center stage, the engine block table, the chair, everything, the lights, the heaters from the ceilings, everything.
Wow.
But I am looking here on the Telegraph, from the telegraph.co.uk, dated Sunday, 12 April 2015, Jeremy Clarkson hints Top Gear team may have a future outside of the BBC.
Good.
So the show could be back somewhere else.
And if they call up Bottom Gear, we're in so much trouble.
No, we had it first.
Well, that's true. It's true.
First it's the late night sign, and then it's going to be Bottom Gear. What next?
Yeah, I know. Jeez, we're just...
Yeah, so, I mean, realistically... sorry, go ahead. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I'm reading through it real quick. His public appearance, blah, blah, blah. He mentioned that... but the Bottom Gear crew could be definitely looking somewhere else outside of the BBC altogether. So they might get it on the Sky Network.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense because that's their independent network, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That would be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool. So, Michael, you're first up on Bottom Gear.
Well, yeah. Well, as you know, The Black Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
The Black Jeep?
The Black Jeep.
Oh, sorry.
Cue.
Thank you. Has just done incredible duty. And as we get closer and closer to 300,000 miles, though, it's becoming very apparent that as soon as I get David's Jeep on the road this spring, it's going to be time to take the Black Jeep out of service and bring it down for some serious overhaul. And I was talking about that last night in town, and one of my friends said, oh, I know what you got to do. I said, what? He said, well, it's April. Pretty soon, all the seasonal residents in the Norland are going to be coming back out. You got to put that thing in front of your garage up in blocks with the hood up. Various pieces of, parts of it laying out in the yard. I'm like, I might just do that.
Oh, jeez. Wow. So is it going to get...
And they said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, is it going to get its new heart this year?
I hope so.
A new thump?
I have a couple of priorities I got to address, but... drivetrain, there are some serious issues developing in the drivetrain. I got to get it up in the air and see what's going on. I really suspect, I wish I lived closer to Dr. Kenny.
Yeah.
If for no other reason, I could think of lots of reasons why I want to come out there. And if I did, I'd throw this thing up on a flatbed trailer and haul it with the family truckster.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Family truckster.
Oh,
family truckster.
Family truckster. Family truckster. Thank you. It'd be no big thing to bring it out there and have somebody who actually knows Jeeps go through that thing. It would be just a pleasure. I suspect the arms off the front axle where they attach to the frame, I'm sure those frame holes are just all worn out now.
Yep, that's part of the death wobble.
Yep, and the engine is just... I mean, it, the thing is, it gets me to town and back, and once in a while when I feel adventurous, I'll take it all the way to town, the big town, just Copper Harbor.
Yep.
But, I've got no complaints. It's how many vehicles get 300,000 miles on them without ball joints? Well, I did have to replace the ball joint, but that was the shop that didn't grease it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just this winter yet. Still got the same tie rods. I mean, it's been an awesome vehicle, and it's not done yet, but it needs an engine. It needs the drivetrain overhauled and probably replace the outer fenders. They're starting to show wear and tear, which they all do, but right. The main body tends to hang in there. I'm not sure if it's just because there isn't a good electrical connection to the rest of the body from those frame parts or what.
Yeah, you can add a lot of extra ground cables, ground straps.
Yeah. But that's the update for this week. I've just been asked to irritate my neighbors a little bit. And the year-round neighbors aren't going to care. And they said, you know, the reason why we want you to do it is because they won't touch you. So just for fun, I may do it for a couple of days because I know when everybody comes back. So we'll put that thing up in blocks and get some tires laying around it, put it up.
Oh, God.
It's too fun.
You're so bad.
Maybe pull the engine and have it laying sit next to it.
Wow.
And then it'll all be cleaned up.
There you go.
And then you drop in a six-cylinder Cummins diesel, turbo diesel engine in under the hood. And
I'm not sure I could afford the suspension to hold that up, but I wouldn't mind throwing a four-cylinder diesel in there.
That'd be nice. That would be wow. Well, you got your 4x4 Jeep that gets, 41 miles to the gallon.
There is a diesel Liberty here.
Yes, there is. The diesel Liberties are all over the place. Yeah, actually, they're all over down here too.
Yeah, and he's getting 40 plus.
Yep, the Liberty itself is a really cool concept. However, it's a shit body. They rot out like you read about. But
right.
I mean, because I know Debbie looked at those and she really liked the Liberty for a while there. And I thought, hey, cool. So I went to several. I went to Dr. Kenny, and I went to another buddy of mine who's an absolute master mechanic. And I said, what do you think about Liberties, Chris? And he said, I wouldn't take one of those if you were giving them away for free.
Huh.
He said they rot out that bad.
Huh.
So I thought, oh wow, that's a pretty non-ringing endorsement for not buying one, or ringing endorsement for staying away.
Yeah.
But I thought, wow, it's a diesel. It's 4x4. She likes them. How bad can bad be? But now that's okay because she's trained her eyes on a Rubicon.
Ooh, that's a nice vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's it from the Jeep Corner.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
That's all right.
No. I was just saying I was done.
Okay.
My corner? Not a... Well,
yes. Joe, you can do a story. You just can't host it.
Exactly. Yeah, probably for the rest of 2015. So, so the poll goes out and actually gets voted on and comes back. So it was time to remove studded snow tires, as we mentioned in the last show, which you guys should hear sometime around August. And I decided I was going to shoot up the Dr. Kenny's, and I'd do it myself, and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. One thing I did discover, I've drawn to a conclusion, either, and it's pretty much as simple, it's not even an either scenario. Dr. Kenny's wheel balancer machine needs to be recalibrated.
Really?
Because I went up and did Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Love that part. So I put the car on the lift, put it in the air, on the alignment rack, put it up in the air, yada, 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 pulled all the tires off, busted the studded snows off the rims, pulled the weights off, mounted the new tires on the rims, put the new valve stems in, and then just rolled the tire over to Dr. Kenny, who threw it on his wheel balancing machine. And he balanced them while we were chit-chatting away. We were a couple of, old ladies are on a sewing circle. We were just going and catching up and laughing and having a good old time. And, so he balanced them, and then I'd wheel it over and bolt them onto the car, and one, then two, then three, then four, and that was done. And as I was driving away, it was rainy. So you really, when you first put tires back on, especially if they're not in the exact same location that they were at when you took them off, the car's going to ride a little unique because the tread is worn in a certain way.
Right. You got to balance it out.
Right. They got to wear it. Exactly. So about a week goes by, and I realize, and it drives great, you know, up till you hit 70 miles an hour.
Hmm.
70 miles an hour, I get this vibration. I'm like, what the hell is this? It's not violent, but it's definitely noticeable. And I went, son of a bitch, this is not cool. I'd never had a vibration in Goldfinger before I put the studded snow tires on it, and I didn't have one when I had the studded snow tires on it. Now I do. And I thought, this is a little funky, so I got to look into this. Maybe I got a tie rod end starting to go. In that time from when I drew to that conclusion, my beautiful daughter brought over Wilson. And thank you, Tom. So we jumped into Wilson and drove on up to Dr. Kenny's and Jaffrey, and same follow suit. She wanted to go with. She wanted to see how to change tires and balance them and mount the tires on the rims and the whole nine yards. I thought, that's cool. And it's a little, dad-daughter time. So, great. You know, those times are fewer and fewer and fewer as time goes on. And did all that, and I did all the work. Every bit of it. Tires off the rims, put new ones on, take them over to the balance machine, balance the outside, balance the inside, so you got dead zeros on both sides, take them, bolt them onto the car. About a week goes by, and my daughter says to me via text, is this thing supposed to have a wobble? And I went, no, Wilson's never had a wobble. Wilson rides like your couch floating down the street. It's almost, it'll lull you to sleep. This thing's got a wobble. So she brought it up the following week, and I took it for a drive. And it has a definitive waddle at highway speeds. Mm. That's wheel balance.
Yeah.
So I jacked it all up. I swapped the tires front to back, and took the front tires off, put them on the back ones on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a little bit worse. It goes away a little bit. But it's still there. So I thought, now that's Goldfinger and Wilson both have this wobble at highway speeds that did not exist before. And which drew me to the conclusion that the wheel balancing machine is in need of calibration. Mm-hmm. Because I was getting zeros when I did it, and I know Kenny did it the same way, Dr. Kenny, and they both wobble. So I haven't, before I call them up and say, dude, that machine's running a little off,
mm-hmm.
I've got one final thing to do, and that is I'm going to go to another shop,
mm-hmm.
have them take the tires off,
balance
put them on a high-speed balancer before they do anything, and I want to see, A, if they're out, and B, by how much, mm-hmm. before they correct it. That way I can conclusively say, look, your wheel balancer machine may need calibrated.
Mm-hmm.
And be accurate, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So that's the biggest as far as automotive woes. A wobble at 70, 75 miles an hour. What's that, 100 kilometers?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just trying to freaking do the math. Yeah.
I don't know whether they call them clicks up there, but when we're military,
yeah, it's a click.
Yeah, 100 clicks.
So, yeah, it's more like 110.
Yeah, probably
110. Okay, so at 110, you get a wobble, and which is normal for speeds around here. You know, it's everybody's doing 70, 75 miles an hour on the three major highways that I drive on to get to work every day, which makes it seem like a cross between Speed Racer and, the hell is that, Dastardly Do-Right in the...
Wacky Racers.
Wacky Races, yeah. Awesome.
Dudley Do-Right. Pure Perfect.
There you go. Yeah. Dastardly. What's the other guy?
Dick Dastardly.
Yes.
And
so,
Smedley, I think it was his dog.
Smedley?
Yeah. Or Muttley. I don't know.
Muttley.
Maybe it was Muttley. Smedley was, I think, the elephant on something else. Hey. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm kind of you've gone down a different rabbit hole than
I know. We'll have to research that though.
We've gone into the greatest episode ever now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh shit, that shouldn't have happened.
Wait a minute. No, you know that we came up with the idea best TV show ever.
No. I'm not going there.
Oh, God. Well, you know, I really don't have much to say, but I have to say that I was going to get the snow tires off the Prius. But I didn't, because I just didn't get around to it. Well, one day I was going to call him and see if I could go in after work, and then I realized, hey, I was tired. What? I know, I forgot to put the tires in the back of the car. Hard to change the tires if you don't have them. You know, so I opted to, I'm going to do it this week for sure. And I'm glad I didn't get it done last week, because we did have one day where it was nice and icy and crusty because we got more snow. We got 2 inches of snow, and it made the roads a mess going into work. So I was glad I had snow tires on that time. And that's all my news. That's it. And once again, folks, by now... once the podcasts get out, because, you know, they're almost live. They're not live.
August.
We will have the results of the polling on whether to bring Joel back as the host of Bottom Gear or say goodbye to him forever. And
if I haven't died of old age by then.
It's a timey-wimey type of thing.
Exactly.
But you guys will be the determining factor. Not really, because we're going to have him come back here probably next week. So anyway, please vote in the poll if it's still up when this podcast gets out.
And where's the poll going to be at?
Is it going to be at the Late Night QRM Google Plus community page. It'll be in there.
Speed pass.
Speed test time.
Oh, crap. Where's my cursor? All right, here we go.
Where's your Hirschberger? I don't even know what that is.
I can't believe this is happening. And yet they won't do anything for me. They won't check anything. Because according to them, everything's just fine. I'm not even getting a ping.
Because they love you.
Yeah. Now the advertising
for you, buddy boy.
Now all the advertising is disappearing off the page. That's not bad. Can you hear me now? The ping test has started. Maybe. Now I'm beginning to think it's a problem with the computers.
It sounds like a soundtrack that would come from the movie Pan's Labyrinth.
Test timed out. My test timed out.
There will be no testing for you. No one studied.
Good thing we're almost
doing a Minecraft speed test.
That's good, Michael. That's good. It's actually an 8-bit.
It is timing out. 8-bit. You guys are coming in perfect.
Pixelated speed test.
I wish I had my phone up here. I'd switch over to my phone.
You jammed your phone up your what?
That's what he sounded like. He said,
I wish I was recording this from this end.
I jammed my phone up and I didn't catch the rest. But it's literally, it's wow. Now I can't hear him. Can you hear him at all, Michael?
I'm not talking.
No.
Oh, well, that's...
Now we heard.
That we heard loud and clear. 5x5.
It's more fun listening to you guys talk, try to interpret what I actually said.
I tell you, it was a blast. I said, someone said, I jammed my phone up. Like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, what? How do we go down this road?
Because right now, the speed test page is just taking forever to come up.
We were kidding before when it got to the point when your words were coming in the wrong order.
They literally were backwards.
Wow.
It was like spinning a record backwards. I thought Satan was going to pop out of the microphone.
I have no idea what's going on here. But let's finish this show because we are really running long. We're almost at 3 hours.
All right. Blucher.
So, God damn it.
I couldn't resist.
Okay, let's go to entertainment last month.
Woo!
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Well, I'll try to make this quick. Actually, this is just a short thing, but I am in love with a show called Vikings. It's actually shown on the History Channel, but it's a very good show. You should check it out. And this is the third season was this year, and just heard word that they have renewed it for a fourth season. It's a great show. Check it out. Vikings on the History Channel or the nearest magical antenna that you
also available on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix? Well, probably the older seasons. And you should watch it in order. It's one of those ones. I'm there's sorry. A storyline.
Yes. On Hulu Plus.
Okay.
So you can watch the latest episodes on Hulu Plus the next
good.
Day.
It is. I love it. I am really, the more I watch it, the more I like it. So that's my entertainment this week. And then the other one last month. And the other thing, it's not really last month stuff, but, and Joel's got a thing in here that was also another last month thing. I'm glad you added it because I was going to talk about it here too. But the other one is Game of Thrones starts this Sunday. For those who watch Game of Thrones, HBO. If you don't get HBO, you can now subscribe to HBO Now, like we just talked about. So check it out. Game of Thrones. Should watch it from beginning to end, though. Don't start with this season because you won't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's mine. Michael.
Okay, well, as I've been saying on this show and podcasts that shall not be named recently, as few as I put out for the same reason, is that I've been doing early morning till like midnight for weeks now. And I forgot what night it was this week. Might have been Monday or Tuesday night. Came in from the garage office here and moseyed back up to the house and opened the door to hear a character theme song. And it took me a second because, you know, my wife was sitting watching TV and like, that sounds familiar. And then all of a sudden realized she was well into the Eccleston era of Doctor Who.
Nice.
She's hooked.
Chris is hooked. So generally what happens now, I mean, she's been watching. She knows she's got some catching up to do. But now she's into the David Tennant years.
Oh,
but
wow.
I get done at work, you know, about midnight is about when I call it quits here at the office and go back and pop up some popcorn back at the house and olive oil, and we sit on the couch and watch Doctor Who till about 1:30 in the morning. And then I'm up at 5 to get the kids on the bus. Yay.
Wow.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
And enjoying sharing this with her because it, you know what it's like to be around talking about Doctor Who, or maybe you don't, when nobody around you has the faintest idea what you're saying.
What the hell you're saying, right? Yeah. Of course. Wow. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun.
It is. You know, I totally on board. My wife got me into Doctor Who, and I am a diehard Whovian ever since.
Mm-hmm.
But my shows, believe it or not, one that started off not too long ago.
Joel, before you start, can you please hit return in the show notes right now? That wasn't quite the right place. Go back up and... you made it one topic.
I made it all one topic.
Well, don't do that. It's two topics.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I was just going to say is... Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Watch this. This is really going to freak him out because he hates it when it's all messed up.
I'm going to fix it. Oh, that's not... The two aren't related. No. Put it back out. I'll fix it.
So basically, as a rule, what I've started, the show that started not too long ago was... And I was questioning whether or not it was going to be crap or not, because I really enjoy the Marvel movies, which is Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Great show.
Absolutely, positively turned into a fantastic storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Great special effects, good acting, good writing.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. You know, I mean, is it based off of a graphic novel? Yes, it is.
I love it.
However... it's damn good. Mm-hmm. And I've really gotten into it so much so my wife thought it was the stupidest shit. And we were watching the other day. She says, "You know, these actually the stories have actually gotten really good."
Yes. Said,
yeah.
This year, especially last year, was kind of eh.
Yeah. This year, they were wavering.
This year, it's really gotten good again.
Yes. So if you haven't checked it out, I do recommend you start from the beginning. It'd be helpful if you had a little bit of background history.
You have to.
As far from Thor and how things carried over with Agent Coulson from the Thor movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give any spoilers away, but it's worth giving it a watch. And if you like graphic novels, a.k.a. comic books.
And to tell you the truth, you have to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because now it kind of ties the movies together.
It does. And they've done a pretty neat job of weaving them together. And I also watch now another one that's loosely based on it, but isn't as woven as tight, is Marvel's Agent Carter, which I do watch.
Yeah, that's done now, but it was really good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I thought, you know, is that coming back?
I don't know. Because they made it
up. I thought it was.
Maybe it is. Hopefully it is. Actually, I enjoyed it because that's kind of like a prequel.
It's a prequel, so it's taking place in the 1940s, 1950s.
Yeah.
And, 1930s, 1940s. So that's pretty darn cool. And I like the storylines and the acting in that as well. But so Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., absolutely check that out. And then if you... which is, like I said, tied into the Thor movies. So, you know, you got to watch them too a little bit. And that's what I've been reviewing. Now, something that Doug Slater posted on our Jeep on the Late Night QRMG Plus page, which I watched the trailer for. It's
a
show he's been working on. Dark Matter.
It looks good.
Holy crap, does that look like it's going to be a great show.
The trailer looks great, yeah.
I'm a uber sci-fi geek.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, it's funny, I don't want to steal Dave Brodbeck's thunder, but I'm not really into the whole witches and wizards and dragons bullshit. It's just, yeah, it's cool, but I'm never going to go out of my way to watch Lord of the Rings or any of the movies that go along with it. If it's there, I'll watch it. If it's not, who cares?
Right.
Sci-fi, I will go way the hell out of my way to watch.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
And this show, Dark Matter, looks like it's got all the pieces that for the shows that I loved Firefly. I still watch reruns of it to this day.
Yes,
it's got pieces of like Aliens, the action and the firefights and that kind of feel to it. It's got pieces from
it's like an old time Western sci-fi,
right? Farscape.
Yes.
If you guys, I love Farscape.
Yes.
The sets, the ship. Mm-hmm. If it looks real, like it could be a ship, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when watching the old Star Treks, they look campy because they didn't have shit for a budget, and everything was made out of cardboard, and it looked like it was made out of cardboard. You know,
but the writing was good.
Exactly. Now these, obviously, as times and technology and techniques have advanced. Nowadays, you can't get away with that. If it doesn't look like a console on a spaceship, people will call you out on it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And from what I was able to see in the trailer, it looks like a friggin' ship.
Yeah.
But, you know, a spaceship, as you would imagine it to look.
Thanks, Doug.
Definitely.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm totally jazzed. I mean, it's because it's on Sci-Fi.
We don't call it sci-fi. It's Sci-Fi. Right.
Sci-Fi. There is a sci-fi channel available on Roku. The sci-fi channel is available on Amazon Fire Stick, and it's also available on the Xbox, so I can watch it.
And the Magic Antenna.
Yeah, there's always the Magic Antenna. Magic Antenna can get anything.
One of these days I'm going to have face the Magic lawsuit.
So there you have it. Check out Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for now. And Dark Matter, that's supposed to come out, what, in June, fellas?
July, I think. June or July. Around there. Look for it. Sci-fi. I'm sure they're going to advertise the hell out of it.
Right. And we'll be able to actually see at least one or a couple of episodes of it whenever we head up north for the roundtable. Yeah. Something to talk about.
That's right. And thanks, Doug, for... putting the link to the trailer up on the community page, because as soon as I got an email notification that you posted it, and I went right over, clicked on it, and I looked at it, and I said, "Oh, this looks good."
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So cool. Very cool. All right. I think that's it. Oh,
yeah.
And I got to say, last show, of course, I told you that the 9th season of the Trailer Park Boys was available on Netflix. I pretty much got through the entire season this past week because, I don't know, some people, it's an acquired taste, I guess. To me, it's like watching a train wreck. I like it. I like it. I can't help it. The characters are outlandish. They're stupid. I love them. I love them all. And I got to the end and I said, "Oh, please let there be a season 10 next year," because I don't know whether they can continue it, but I love the hell out of that show, and I have no idea why. I can just tell you that. So, and oh god, Julian with his drink. There was one scene in this season. The gist of this season was after the boys got out of jail, because they always go to jail pretty much at the end of every season, and they got out, and the trailer park was turned into a 55 and over retirement park, no alcohol allowed. And poor Julian, they pulled the. Yeah, he went to go in, they pulled the drink out of his hand, and he's in there the entire time, and his arm is still up in the position, and his hand was empty, but looked like he was holding the short glass of alcohol.
It's okay, Joel, they can hear him.
Oh,
that's true. I thought about that.
Oh, sorry. But it is just, I just love it.
No, it's cool. It's all good. It's all good.
You can't hear a word I'm saying. I'm doing a speed test.
Wait, I think we were supposed to laugh right there.
Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, I don't know what the hell I'm talking
someday,
about.
Someday I'll get real broadband. Someday. I'm doing a speed test, fellas. The ping rate sucks. Oh, God.
It's a good time to wrap her down.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be it for show 176, of which they just heard the term six. we do have our musical guest. We're in the Billboard Hot 100, 40th song of the year. We're up to 1974, and the 40th song in the Hot 100 of Billboard for 1974 was the Steve Miller Band with The Joker. So that's our musical guest, the Steve Miller Band. And with that, again, with all the military out there, we want to thank you for what you're doing. Thanks for doing, keeping us safe, and both CONUS and OCONUS, and especially you OCONUS guys. We hope you get home to your family and friends real soon, and until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. So with that, from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And as we wrap up another episode in preparation for the 17-hour spectacular, this is a good practice run. This is Michael, the virtual Uber in Studio V.
And that's it for show 176, 177 next week. Until then, here's the Steve Miller Band.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner,
I'm a lover and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my loving on the run.
Samson, speak. Good boy.